Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The American military has seized another tanker linked to the smuggling of Iranian oil. This tanker was seized in the Indian Ocean. President Trump has ordered the U.S. military to shoot and kill Iranian small boats choking the Strait of Hormuz. Mr. Trump also says that mine-clearing operations are underway. Virginia's redrawn congressional map is unconstitutional. A ruling of a circuit court judge blocking certification and implementation of the Democrat-friendly map that's been sparking much debate among Virginians.
One voter in Alexandria, Matt Wallace, said he was resigned to the fact that in the current environment, it is a standard of by any means necessary to fight back.
I think that the redistricting issue across the country is unfortunate that we've had to resort to temporary redistricting.
Those that opposed it, like Joanna Miller, focused solely on Virginia and not the rest of the country and talked about how it will disenfranchise them.
I think that the effort this fall is not in good faith, and so I voted against the redistricting because I want my vote to count in a fair way.
Another test is coming in just a week in Florida, where similar discussions are underway that could swing toward Republicans. I'm Gary Fields.
He is no longer Navy blue.
The Pentagon has abruptly announced that Navy Secretary John Phelan is leaving his job. Phelan is the first head of a military service to depart during President Donald Trump's second term. But it's just the latest in a series of shakeups of top leadership at the Pentagon, coming just weeks after Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth fired the Army's top uniformed officer, General Randy George.
Correspondent Lisa Dwyer. Following months of delay, the European Union has now approved a $106 billion loan for Ukraine. On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, Dow futures down 272 points, NASDAQ futures off 80. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and it stressed me out. But what I thought was a solution turned out to be a problem. I kept hearing ads about debt settlement that seemed too good to be true. And actually, it was. When I called, they told me to stop paying my bills. That didn't sound right to me at all, so I hung up. Later, I found out that debt settlement is bad, real bad. Then I learned that there is a right way to pay off your credit cards. It's called a debt management program from the great team at Trinity. Trinity had a plan. In the end, I paid off my bills, I saved thousands, and I even improved my credit score.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore police have arrested a suspect for attempted murder. Anthony Sheeran is charged in connection with a weekend shooting in the 1600 block of East Eager Street. Police were called to the scene for a report of gunfire, but when they arrived, there was no victim. A short time later, the 28-year-old victim was found in the 6800 block of Bel Air Road, and he was taken to a hospital for treatment. Sheeran is charged with attempted first-degree murder and assault. And a Baltimore County dental assistant and two family members have been convicted and sentenced for illegally distributing oxycodone to a licensed dentist. Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown says Samantha Cook, her mother Alice Dees, and step-grandmother Janice Dees sold the opioids to Dr. Andrew Freed at Perry Hall Family Dental. According to court records, Dr. Freed bought more than $100,000 worth of pills from Cook, who received the supply from family members who received the pills through Medicaid. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hey, Bel Air, Alfonso here from Sol Oaxaca. Looking for the perfect place to host your next party or event? We've got you covered. Our private party rooms comes fully equipped with a sound system and big screen TVs, perfect for celebrations, meetings, or presentations. Plus, enjoy our outdoor space with a fire pit, live music stage, and even a kids' playground. Hosting at home? No problem. Sol Oaxaca offers full catering and easy carryout options. Just search Sol Oaxaca Bel Air, SOLOAXACA, for Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air, and let's make your next event unforgettable. Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air.
Grilling season is here, and you'll find your best deal on a new grill at Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville. Gas, charcoal, pellet, built-in grills, portables, flat tops, smokers, and more. All on sale and all waiting for you now at Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Another big fly last night for Kobe Mayo.
Mayo hits a high drive deep to left field and gone. Very gone. Second straight day with a three-run homer for Kobe Mayo. And this inning has gone from bad to worse.
Well, that depends on your perspective, of course, and that was the KC broadcast. So, yeah, but from our perspective, more Mayo, please. Kobe busting open a six-run six, propelling Baltimore to an 8-6 win over Kansas City. After the game, Mayo talking about the at-bat.
First pitch was a good one to hit, and I didn't swing, and felt like the second one was a good one to go on, and just happy I took a good swing, and just a good feeling.
Later, manager Al Bernaz was asked if he'd ever seen anything like Kobe do that before.
No, in obviously being in the division for a couple of years, I haven't seen a right-handed hitter go where he went, and that was pretty impressive. I let him know that.
Birds are off tonight. They start what looks like to be a cool, rain-soaked three-game set with the Red Sox over the weekend. Meanwhile, tonight's the night, the 91st annual player selection meeting of NFL teams, otherwise known as the draft. The first time it'll be held in Pittsburgh since 1947. Draft begins at 8, Ravens pick at 14. The selection should be made around 10 p.m. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Polar Bear delivers again for Baltimore. And that is Stein on Sports.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I called the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously. No funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I called Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro. Squeaky clean. Celebrity voice impersonated.
WCBM News. Time 9:07. Here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a really, really nice day ahead of us. Mostly sunny and warm. Highs headed for the upper 70s. Partly cloudy and pretty comfy again tonight as temperatures fall back into the mid 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
62 degrees in Westminster, 60 in Easton, and 59 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Thursday. Man, oh man, lots of news today. A lot of news. So we're going to stay kind of local today. Also, we got to stay even more local, a little more localized. We got Tori Snow joining us at 10 o'clock with his latest op-ed in the Baltimore Sun. And, of course, we're going to talk about the Baltimore County School Board. They're weighing in on ICE restrictions. I know what you're probably thinking. Kim, has ICE ever shown up at a Baltimore County school? The answer is no. But why not discuss it, right? It's the liberal thing to do. It's the extremely leftist thing to do. So we'll talk about that. Wes Moore did his own session wrap-up. I don't know if you guys saw that. He posted it on social media. We'll get into that as well. But, of course, the big story of the day, and it's very interesting. Well, there's two big stories of the day, right? There's one on the national level because just yesterday you had the director of FBI and our acting AG. They announced an indictment against the Southern Poverty Law Center. And so we'll get into that because, of course, many of us have already most likely suspected that a lot of the racism in this country was manufactured. And there's a little more truth to that. So we'll get into that, of course. But the big story here locally is an interesting one because it really is just a deflection. Okay, it's a deflection. And I, you know, yesterday we kind of mentioned it because we kind of heard Maggie Hunter was talking about it during one of the commercial breaks. And, you know, Isabel Cumming, the Inspector General for Baltimore City, she was kind of under a lot of fire, a lot of heat. And then people were calling for an apology. People were calling for an ethics investigation. There was a lot going on. And I told you yesterday, I'm going to get to the bottom of it. And so that's what we've done. That's what we've done. Of course, I was also receiving text messages from people that are in, you know, the media business locally. And they're like, wow, this is wild. I had some people saying that, you know, poor judgment on the Inspector General's part. And then there's other people saying, wow, what a great way for the mayor to deflect. All right. So yesterday we were talking about this this post from the Inspector General Isabel Cumming. And the post isn't a post that she actually created herself. She kind of reposted a video. And you know, like I said, yesterday, we weren't quite certain because at that point, she had deleted it. So when I went to Isabel Cumming's page, I thought, all right, well, let me see what all this commotion's about. But she had deleted the post. And so even though she deleted it, of course, there were screenshots. And I finally got it from a friend of mine. I was like, I got to see this. So if you saw my morning show lineup, it's on my social media pages. You'll see the very first photo there is the thumbnail of the video that Inspector General Isabel Cumming reposted. And in that picture, you will see Mayor Brandon Scott. It's kind of like a caricature, right? It's a cartoon. He is Mayor Brandon Scott. He's holding up a bag of money. He's got a cigar in his mouth. You know, he's got all these things around him. And in the center of this meme, it says exposed. Now, we've been talking about Mr. Mayor for quite some time and all his spending, right? Whether it was the SUV that was way overpriced. He said that he needed this SUV for security reasons. And his SUV actually cost more than the governor of Maryland. And more than the police commissioner. And he says basically he needed it armored, right? He needed a bulletproof a bulletproof SUV. So here we're all thinking like, wait a minute. You said the homicide numbers are down. You say crime and violence is down. The non-fatal shootings are in fact down. Yet you now need an armored SUV? Now that you finally have got the numbers down? That's interesting. And you're telling us all that it's very safe in your city, Mr. Mayor. So we were laughing about it. But it wasn't quite funny because it was very expensive. Well, this YouTuber, and he calls himself Hungry Hannibal, I guess. This YouTuber who is, you know, calmly explaining, basically, not just the spending that Mr. Mayor has done on the SUV and other items, but he's really talking about what we discussed yesterday, what I discussed on Fox 45 yesterday around 8:45 a.m. before the show. And that is that he wants to beef up the staff in his office. And again, this is very interesting because when, you know, maybe I think it was about 10 years ago, you had 39 people working in the mayor's office. Mayor Brandon Scott, since he's been in office, has been increasing the size of his office so much so he now wants 134 people in his office, alone, not in a certain agency there at City Hall, in his office. Okay. Now, when the population's on the decline, and this is what this YouTuber pointed out, how could you possibly need more people, right? If you were already supposedly getting some of these things done. Well, anyways, we talked about that yesterday. It's neither here nor there. But this guy is a black guy, by the way. Black guy, he's got dreads. If you want, like I said, in my morning lineup, I posted the thumbnail that has all this controversy surrounding it. And you can actually look up the video on YouTube yourself. It's about 5 minutes long. I watched it myself. And he's talking about, you know, again, beefing up the staff, but then also the concern that I had, which is he's talking about private donations coming into the mayor's office to pay for the staffers that he wants to bring on board. That's what this guy is talking about in the YouTube video. So, yes, the thumbnail has him, you know, as a cartoon, smoking a cigar and all this other stuff. But the thumbnail really is just to get your attention so that you watch the video. And in the video, he calmly explains, this guy Hannibal, he calmly explains how the mayor is overspending, how he could be saving taxes for Baltimore City residents, but he's choosing to use that money to pay for more staff in his office. That's what he talked about, okay? Now, Isabel Cumming, the Inspector General who reposted this, who isn't white, by the way, can I put that out there? Because she's being called a racist. Isabel Cumming, in case you didn't know, she's Hispanic, Okay. Now, I know that some people that are always, you know, race baiting and race chasing, you know, just so you understand, there are many Hispanic people that do, in fact, appear to be white, right? They look white. That Isabel Cumming is Hispanic. So anyways, she's now being called racist because she shared this video, and this video had a thumbnail picture that showed Mayor Brandon Scott as a cartoon, basically holding up a cigar and a money bag and all this other stuff. So anyways, they're calling her a racist. It's, you know, when you click on the video, like I said, it's a black guy explaining how the Baltimore mayor is taking advantage and exploiting the people. Yet now the mayor is very upset. So, but first and foremost, when I saw all this and I saw the commotion, I thought, well, why is the mayor even upset? This Baltimore mayor, mind you, this is the guy that always talks about how he's from Park Heights, right? Isn't that what he says all the time? I'm from Park Heights. Remember he had these town hall meetings with the police commissioner, Richard Worley, and they were over in Sandtown, Winchester. And this guy actually got up and said, hey, I think Safe Streets is selling drugs. I think your agency's selling drugs. Remember that? And then Mayor Brandon Scott said, you better watch who you're talking to. We over West. Remember that? Remember that? He was a tough guy, right? He said, oh, you don't know. Basically, you don't know who I know around here. We're on the West Side. I'm from Park Heights, right? But apparently, posting him as a cartoon, well, that hurts his feelings. He's got a boo-boo. He's got an uh-oh. His ego has been bruised. That hurts his feelings. Does it really hurt his feelings? Or is he trying to distract attention away from the fact that Isabel Cumming, the Inspector General, well, she's onto something. And she's onto something big, and you know who confirms this? Well, the courts. And maybe, just maybe, Mayor Scott's trying to take some of the attention off of the fact that Isabel Cumming spent 2 weeks, 3 weeks maybe, talking about the fact that she's trying to investigate the mayor's office, specifically the mayor's office of neighborhood safety and engagement, because there's been some cash apps, some cash app transactions that have been blocked and blacked out, redacted in information that would help her complete this investigation. Basically, there's taxpayer dollars coming out of the mayor's office with no oversight, no accountability, and it could be illegal. And so she's trying to get to the bottom of it. Now, she didn't start this investigation just out of nowhere, out of thin air. She actually received information from a whistleblower. There was somebody inside of that agency that says, hey, you need to look at this. Something's going on. And so that's how Isabel Cumming started this investigation. So she then says, I'm going to sue the mayor's office and I'm going to get this information because the taxpayers deserve to know where their money is going. Well, Mayor Brandon Scott said, well, no, you can't do that. You know, the inspector general, she can't sue the mayor's office. She's part of the mayor's office. And with that, I said, well, if she's a part of the mayor's office, give her the information. Right, Mr. Mayor? Well, no, he says, no, it's too classified for the inspector general. And so she took it to court, and he tried to get that dismissed. And the judge decided in Isabel Cumming's favor, said that she has the right to proceed with this case that is suing the mayor's office. So all that has come to a head, right? So she's getting very close to finding out where that money was going, who authorized that money to go out, and how much has been going out, right? So anyways, Mr. Mayor's not so happy about that. But the first thing they decide to do with Isabel Cumming sharing this meme, and again, you guys can weigh in any time, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. What's interesting about it is the first thing they jump on and they say is that the fact that she shared this video by a black YouTuber, the fact that she shared it makes her, the Hispanic IG, racist. There is nothing racist about the video. There's nothing racist about the thumbnail picture in which was on the video. But that is how they're now claiming this or couching this, because they want to use the race card because they think, wow, this is how we're going to stick it to her. And so we're going to detract the attention and we're going to take it over here and claim that she is racist. And that's really the reason why she's looking into the mayor's office. And they're hoping people are going to buy it. Now, you're probably wondering, Kim, who's the one pushing all this racism language? Who's saying all this? Well, Mr. Mayor's chief of staff. Now, we've talked many times on this show how Mr. Mayor Brandon Scott doesn't seem to quite like white people. And he's made that very clear time and time again. Even with the way that he proposes the budgets, the way he talks about Baltimore, he says, look, people of color have been underserved in this black city for so long. We're going to focus on people of color and people of color only. And for some reason, he's got white liberals that agree with that. I don't know. I don't get it. But hey, that's your guilt trip, not mine. So now, Mr. Mayor, he wants you to focus on that. And his chief of staff, a white guy named J.D. Merrill, he's the one that's pushing this. Not only is he pushing this, he actually leaked to the Baltimore Brew that he is calling for an ethics investigation into the inspector general because she posted this black man's YouTube video. Now, mind you, because of the way of the laws of the land, you see, they should have never told anyone that they're calling for an ethics investigation. That's actually unethical. You can't do that from the mayor's office. So what will happen to J.D. Merrill in that? I don't know. I don't know, but you can't do that, J.D. So then, of course, I'm always looking around. You know me. I'm a little nosy. And I thought, well, who is this J.D. Merrill? He must be a great guy. A white guy, chief of staff for Mayor Scott. Must be a pretty good chief of staff. So then I looked it up. J.D. Merrill actually ran for a state Senate seat in District 41 against former Senator Jill Carter. And wouldn't you know it, J.D. Merrill didn't win that race because, of course, we had Senator Jill Carter. But then I kept looking at J.D. Merrill and I said, wait a minute, why does his wife look so familiar in these pictures on Google? Turns out he married Grace O'Malley. That's right, Martin O'Malley's daughter, beautiful woman, Grace O'Malley. And it seemed to me, if you look back at J.D. Merrill's history, he has been a, I don't want to call it a clout chaser, maybe a professional climber, right? Maybe that's just what he is. So he marries Martin O'Malley, the former governor, the former mayor of Baltimore City. He marries his daughter, Grace. And yet, here he is now, the chief of staff for Mayor Brandon Scott. Does this kind of sound like a social climber to you? Sure it does. And now J.D. Merrill is crying racism, which is interesting because he married the daughter of the mayor that every Baltimore City resident will tell you was actually racist as he was the mayor of Baltimore City. Martin O'Malley, you see, he was in office when you saw a lot of cases for what? Police brutality. That's interesting, isn't it? You see, Mayor Brandon Scott talks often about those policies that were pushed by former Mayor Martin O'Malley. He talks about how they were racist. And we actually had in studio the guy currently running against Quaisian Fume, Councilman Conway. Remember, he kept talking about working for a specific mayor and how he was going to do what he had to do as a congressman to fight racism in Baltimore City. Well, the mayor he was talking about was Martin O'Malley. That's who Conway was working for. You see, it's one big circle that we're not a part of. We're not in the good old boys club. Not you and I. Just certain individuals. So when we get back, we'll continue to talk about this. Because since then, IG Cumming, she has decided to apologize. And that's where I want to get your input as well. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Because we're just heating up here. And I hope Mayor Scott is highly offended with this conversation.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now, 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes, 800-314-0045.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
The excitement of Oriole season is here. Get up this info and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Glenn Clark, and others at PressBoxOnline.com.
Fired up, baby! We're fired up!
PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com today.
The Sean Hannity Show.
CEO of Zillow has just said that if illegal immigrants have to go back home, that that will ease the housing shortage in the country and lower prices and make it more affordable. Donald Trump can get the economy in a better spot and interest rates go down. That's going to make a home more affordable. This is what we've sadly taken as a new normal. It doesn't have to be this way.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
We're talking about the IG in Baltimore City. I know, I didn't want to either, but, you know, she has since apologized. Apparently, she felt like it was poor judgment to repost a video that was accurately explaining what Mayor Brandon Scott was doing here as the mayor of Baltimore City. Now, this goes along with the question of the day, mind you. You can find it at WCBM.com or on the app. If you haven't downloaded the app, please do so. It's WCBM 680. You can take the poll question, you can text in, you can call in. The app is very easy to use. Now, here's the question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Was it necessary for the Baltimore IG to apologize to the mayor for her controversial post? Again, she just reposted a black man's YouTube video pointing out the ridiculous spending of the Baltimore mayor. Was it necessary for her to apologize, in your opinion? I want to know, yes or no. Yes or no. Now, you're probably wondering, well, Kim, what's that apology? I might have missed it. I got it for you. I got it. Here's a statement for the Inspector General. I shared a link to third-party video commentary on current events on my personal Facebook account. That video included a satire and an AI-generated digital image that I did not notice and do not endorse or support. I removed the video from my personal Facebook post upon receiving the feedback. Isabel Cummey goes on to say, I apologize to Mayor Scott, my dedicated OIG team, and the residents of Baltimore City. This post detracted from the important mission of the OIG to investigate waste, financial abuse, and fraud. And it will not happen again. Sincerely, Isabel Cummey. Now, do you think that apology was necessary? And maybe you do. I'm not going to speak for you. Call in 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I want to get your thoughts on that. I'm not going to give you my thoughts up front. Now, many of you guys already know me, but I thought it was interesting because here you got a guy who's always talking about how tough he is, right? I'm from Park Heights, right? And, you know, you got Safe Streets, lots of people that work at Safe Streets. Let's be honest, they're 50%ers. They got one foot in the game, one foot out of the game. Not all of them. Shout out to Corey Winfield and those that actually try to do work over there. Not all of them. But there are many of them. Remember, the Bel Air Edison location was, in fact, raided by the FBI. We still don't know where that's going to lead. There's been people at Safe Streets that have been arrested for having what sounds like trafficking drugs and guns, but they have been arrested for such. And, of course, we have seen where some Safe Street workers have been murdered. And wouldn't you know it, many of those times we did not see any justice served in those cases. We've also talked about the Brooklyn Day shooting tragedy, the largest mass shooting in Baltimore City's history. Mayor Brandon Scott said he would get to the bottom of it. He lied because he hasn't, and he doesn't seem to be focused on it. But on that day, you had 30 people shot, 28 injured, 2 killed. The 2 killed under the age of 20. The mother of the one young woman that was killed is still out there seeking justice for her daughter. And it breaks my heart every time I see one of her IG posts go across my screen. And you know what? The only people we have in custody right now, even though at the time the commissioner told us that at least 12 guns were obviously used based on the shell casings at the scene, they still only have 2 people in custody. And neither one of them pulled the trigger that killed those 2 individuals. We know that for a fact. And the only reason we have them is because they were on ankle monitors and they were being tracked by the system. So we knew that they were there because they were actually tracked there. That's the only outcome they have so far in that Brooklyn Day massacre. You see, there's a lot of shady business in Baltimore City, and I don't have to tell any of you that. But what this video depicted as far as Mayor Scott, it was not racist. It was not racist. It was laying out the facts, the same facts that we discussed on this show yesterday. He is overspending. He's imploding his office. He's hiring staffers for jobs that he says the nonprofits that he's giving money to was already taken care of, right? The drug abuse situation, those struggling with addiction. And if anything, why wouldn't you give that money to the health department? Why would you still stack staffers on top of staffers in your office, Mr. Mayor? This actually doesn't make any sense. Now, you don't look to me like the brightest guy. When I hear you, you sound like you're not the brightest guy. And I'm not trying to be condescending. I'm just stating another fact. The problem is, as somebody pointed out in the text line yesterday, you don't realize you've got to hire people smarter than you to get the job done. Continuing to hire incompetent individuals and making it quantity over quality, it's just not going well for you, Mr. Mayor. We'll discuss more this week. Get back some callers on the line and text messages. Stay right there.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Virginia's new Democrat-friendly congressional map has been ruled unconstitutional by a circuit court. An injunction blocks the map from being certified and taking effect. Democrats are expected to appeal to the Virginia Supreme Court. Navy Secretary John Phelan has exited the Trump administration. Undersecretary Hung Cao becomes the acting Secretary of the Navy. When will we finally see significant relief in prices at the gas pump? Those in the know speculate, but no one knows for sure. However, prices have come down a bit. Today's national average, $4.03 a gallon. That is up one penny from yesterday. Senate Republicans voting to fully reopen the Department of Homeland Security for 3 years and the partial government shutdown. Voting to fund ICE and the Border Patrol over Democrat objections. Now it goes to the House. This is SRN News.
Hi, bird lovers. It's the moment you've all been waiting for. Our bird food sale at Wild Birds Unlimited in Timonium and Columbia. I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Brian. And that's right. All of the foods your birds love. Seed, peanut, suet, cylinders, bark butter, mealworm, and more are on sale now. Drop by and see us at Wild Birds Unlimited Timonium and now Columbia, or shop online at mywbu.com and save while you feed the birds.
Do you know who has the keys to your home? Has it been years since you've had your locks changed? Do you know if anyone has duplicated your key without your knowledge? If you don't know the answer to any of these questions, contact Crestlock.com. Crestlock.com is locally family-owned since 1969. Crestlock.com is running a rekey special where you can get your locks rekeyed for a flat rate. Give Crestlock.com a call at 410-256-7800 or email rekey at Crestlock.com today.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Winstead. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's attorney Rod Winstead. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a nice warm day coming up. Mostly sunny with highs headed for the upper 70s today. Mostly clear and pleasant tonight. Temperatures fall back into the mid-50s. Friday starts off nice. We'll begin with some sunshine and temperatures in the warm mid-70s. But then we are tracking some showers late Friday night and heading into the weekend. Cooler temperatures also return this weekend with highs back in the 60s starting Saturday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now here's Maryland Delegate Nino Mangione with the Maryland Minute.
The 26th session was a failure for Maryland. Thanks to Democrats, our state is less safe, less affordable, and less accountable. A record $71 billion budget, nearly $4 billion higher than last year, was built on accounting gimmicks and short-term fixes that ignore Maryland's structural deficit. There was no real effort to control spending, and the result is predictable. Higher taxes ahead and more pressure on working families. Democrats also blocked allowing the Baltimore County Inspector General to investigate waste, fraud, and abuse in the school system. On public safety, the new policies weaken accountability for violent juveniles and strain an already overwhelmed juvenile system. Other bad laws restrict cooperation between law enforcement and ICE, removing tools used to detain dangerous illegal immigrants. At the same time, new statewide mandates add burdens on police. This session sends the wrong message: less support for law enforcement, less fiscal discipline, and less focus on basic public safety and common sense.
Looking for smart financial insight? Tune into On the Money with Gil Kuda. Hear strategies, market insight, and investment guidance for today's investors. On the Money with Gil Kuda, Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, Mayor Brandon Scott's Chief of Staff, J.D. Merrill, the husband of former Baltimore Mayor and Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley's daughter, Grace O'Malley. J.D. Merrill, now becoming my new favorite social climber here in Baltimore City, he's calling for the IG to apologize and an ethics committee investigation. And, well, he got his wish on one of those. Isabel Cumming, the IG, has apologized. She said it was beneath the office of the OIG, and she is so upset, and she didn't want to embarrass anybody in the work that they were doing, and she doesn't want to detract attention away from what she's doing. And so that's my question for you today, and it's also there as the question of the day. Was it necessary for the Baltimore IG to apologize to the mayor for her controversial post? Now, remember, it's controversial, but it was a repost of a black man's video. And right now, J.D. Merrill, the chief of staff of the mayor, he's saying that that post was racist. Now, meanwhile, he's the only white person in this conversation. Isabel Cummings, Hispanic. The mayor is black. And obviously, the YouTuber that posted this and made the video, he's also black. But the white chief of staff, he's claiming it's racist. Nobody else of color in this situation has said that, by the way. Just J.D. Merrill. He's the one claiming it's racist. So my question is, do you think that it was necessary for the IG to apologize? Let's go right to the phone lines. I've got Gene and Towson. Gene, do you think she should apologize for that?
No, ma'am. I think she should stick to her guns and put that clown in jail, because he is a liar, he's racist, and I don't care for him. And honestly, Kim, this will be sounding racist. I would not put another black person in charge of Maryland or Baltimore City. And that's the way I feel about it. It just frosts me. I can't stand it anymore.
Well, Gene, so for me, it doesn't sound racist, and I can understand why you say that, because when you look at the leadership, I mean, all of the mayors in the last 30 years that have been black have all had to leave in disgrace, right? And whether it was fraud or whether it was corruption, giving juveniles the room to destroy. So I can understand why you say that. That Governor Westmore, effectively one of the worst governors in history, he's now often talking about how he's so proud to be the first black governor of Maryland, yet he is so bad. So I can understand how anybody would be sour on someone black than in this executive position. So, Gene, I don't think it's racist. I think you are recognizing some patterns here, unfortunately.
You know, Miss Kim, there's only three people I would trust to put in any type of power, and I'm not saying it's just to blow smoke on you. I would put you, because you understand what's going on. I would put, I think it's Congressman Donalds. He's a great guy. And Mr. Dr. Ben Carson. I really trust those three people in my head and my life.
Thank you so much, Gene. Well, look at that. You can tell all your friends you've got three black friends, okay? You do. Yeah. Thank you, Gene. I hope you
Thank
have a great
you.
Weekend.
You too. Say hi to Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, thank you. I would tell her hello for sure. Don't forget Olivia. Yeah, she was Scooby-Doo one Halloween. And actually, she won the Halloween contest. Not because her costume was so great, by the way, but because she went around the entire party. And it was a huge party. It was all the soccer teams coming together. She went around and asked for votes for like an hour. And she came up with the most votes. That's how she won. That's what she wanted. Because there were lots of costumes there that were great. I was like, Olivia, I don't know. You're just Scooby-Doo, you know? But she did it. She got all the votes. Better than Mommy. Better than Mommy. Let's see. My question to you, was it necessary for the Baltimore IG to apologize to the mayor for her controversial post? Let's go back to the phone lines. I got Dan in Emmitsburg. Dan, what do you think about all this?
Hey, Kim, well, excuse the alliteration, but this is another continuation of Big Baby Brandon's boo-hoos.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, Squeegee Boys are still going to be Squeegee Boys. I can't call him a man. So, if he's so offended by this, why doesn't he stand up to another black man and talk to him or address the issues?
True. He should. He should address the YouTuber, not Isabel Cumming. You're so right about that.
He cries more than John Boehner ever did. Excuse me, Boehner. That was a 40-year slip.
Dan.
I'm sorry. This guy cries. That's a Mark Levin 40-year slip from years ago.
Yes, I get it.
He cries so much, and he does nothing.
Yeah. No, he really does. But I think you made a great point, Dan. I think he should maybe sit down with that YouTuber and do like an interview, do a podcast, and then clear up some of the accusations that YouTuber made. I think that's a great idea.
Show that he's a big, bold, brave black man and actually face the criticism rather than crying.
Yeah, because he does the same thing with Fox 45. Dan, thank you so much. Hope you have a great weekend. Thank you. No, Speaker Boehner. And, you know, I was there, actually, that day. Remember the Pope came? The Pope came to town and on Capitol Hill. Speaker Boehner, I've never seen a grown man cry so much. But, of course, we looked the other way because he was crying because the Pope was there. But I was like, man, that's a lot of tears for a grown man. I've never seen it before. But you know what? I didn't know what that meant for him. So I just stayed on my P's and Q's. All right. So was it necessary for the Baltimore IG to apologize to the mayor for her controversial post? Right now, if you've been taking part in the poll at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate, 96% of you say no, 4% of you say yes. Go ahead and weigh in. And, you know, the question of the day kind of just really goes with the conversation because it was a bit more shocking, in my view, when I saw the apology so quickly from the IG. But I understand she's a professional. So she wanted to keep things professional, and she doesn't just represent herself. She represents the entire office. So I can understand why she apologized. I guess, you know, in my view, you've got J.D. Merrill, the chief of staff, calling for this apology, saying to the Baltimore Brew and others, oh, yeah, we're gonna call for an ethics investigation. And, again, that cannot be made public. And so that was in a, just so you guys know, because you can read the Baltimore Brew article on this, that was in a confidential letter from the mayor's office that went to the ethics committee. Yet somehow, some way, it was leaked, quote unquote, to the Baltimore Brew. You don't leak. It doesn't just get leaked like that. OK, somebody had to have sent that to the Baltimore Brew, or else other media entities would have gotten it if it was leaked on some kind of platform. So that was purposely leaked. Allegedly, we'll say allegedly. But there's no other way they would have gotten it, okay? And so when that comes out the way it is, and you know what, there might be an investigation from the ethics committee on who actually leaked that letter. And that could end up being an investigation for sure. And whoever leaked that letter from the mayor's office, well, they should be held accountable. Because you cannot do that. Anyways, I'm going to go to some of the comments here. A lot of you texting in. I wanted to go real quick to my Facebook page because, of course, I was streaming live there as we were talking about this issue. And a woman named Daphne says, Kim, you have been bought for a price that is worthless when you go against your own people. I pray you don't do this when your child is around. Do you, but be mindful, respectfully said. That's what she said to me. So me talking about Mayor Brandon Scott. And look, I do this every day, and, you know, I don't mind doing it, and I don't think I've been bought for anything. If anything, I'm happy to be here at WCBM to have a platform to point this out to people that might miss it, right? Not everybody is, you know, knee-deep in this every day. You got your own lives. So to be here, you know, on the midday show and say to people that are living here, like, look, here's what the mayor's doing, I don't think that's going against my, quote, own people. I had the same comments when I would talk about State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby. Marilyn Mosby was a terrible prosecutor. She was a terrible state's attorney, and on top of it, she was corrupt. Remember, she went to jail too. Look at that Gene just talking about, I don't know if I want to vote for somebody black. I can understand it. I'm black and I see it. I see it. This is why I didn't want VP Kamala Harris to be the president. I thought, please don't put this woman in. We already had Barack Obama. He was terrible. And then you're going to have her as the first black woman president? Please, I'm praying, God, no. No. They make us look so bad. I swear, I promise, we are not dumb. I promise, it's just the people that the Democrats elect. I don't understand it. Anyways, Daphne, just so you know, dishonest, corrupt people are not my people. I'm not dishonest or corrupt. And so if you're talking about this based on skin color, well, this conversation's already been, in my mind, dismissed. And if you're saying that I shouldn't say this around my daughter, I'm teaching my daughter not to be dishonest and to be corrupt. I'm teaching her not to be those things. So is that a problem to you, Daphne? Because it's not a problem for me. She goes to a Catholic school so she can further learn those lessons. And I hope that she stays on the straight and narrow. And since she was 3 years old, she's now 9, Daphne. And you know what she's always wanted to be? And she is most likely going to be a police officer. Because she, too, doesn't like dishonest people. She doesn't like corrupt people. She doesn't like violent people. She doesn't like any of those things, just like her mother. And that's what I'm teaching her. And I think that's a great thing. And I know that my parents, my father, God rest his soul, I know he'd be proud. So this whole thing with my people, that's got to stop. That's got to stop. You know, just because someone's the same color, right? What do they say? All skin folk ain't kin folk. Isn't that the quote, the saying there? Please, spare me. I don't like when people are constantly talking about race. And we're going to talk about the latest from the FBI, in case you missed the indictment yesterday. We will get into that. Apparently, there's been a lot of manufactured racism in this country for years. And donors, those that are pretending to fight racism, they're the ones that have been paying for it. We are going to get into that. They're going to try to slip some of this news under the rug, but we're not going to allow them to do that. But again, I do want to go to the text line here. We were asking whether or not Isabel Cummings should apologize to Mayor Scott for this post. We'll read these texts, and then we'll move on here. I want to just hear what some of you had to say. Let's see. Missy says, thank God for you, Kim. Well, thank you, Missy. Most people feel like you do. That thumbnail shows a fat cat politician, which the mayor is and most politicians are. No, the IG should have never apologized. If you stand for something, stand for it and don't back down. Yeah, Missy, that's what a lot of people would say. That's what a lot of people would say. And here, listen, I understand she probably feels as though I represent more than just myself. So I can understand how she got there. Let's see. I've got Ron. Ron says, good morning, Kim. Mayor Brandon Scott, whose head looks like a dirty Q-tip. Ron, you know I read these things quickly, right? Has long proven that he is a dedicated racist. I am doing everything I can to get my debts down and move not only out of the city, but out of the state as well. I urge every white person living in Brandon's Black Baltimore to move out. We are hated here, so he can hate the loss of the revenue as well. Let Baltimore die. That comes in from Ron. Ron, you know, we did talk about this prior, and I'm glad that I've got Tori Snow coming up at 10 o'clock, because you know I'm going to ask him about this. And I told you guys before, it was Tori Snow that opened my eyes to Mayor Scott. Tori Snow did it. He said, Kim, I'm telling you, he's been saying this for years. He said, Kim, the mayor is racist, I'm telling you. And he said, Tori, that's not true. He said, no, I'm telling you. He said, look, read between the lines, look at what he's saying. And I would sit there and I was like, because I'm not quick to call somebody racist. So it's like when somebody says something that's a little bit off the cuff, that's a little on the edge, I don't automatically think that this person is racist, because that would take a lot to be racist, right? And then the more and more that Mayor Scott would say and do, and I said, well, you know what, Tori? I apologize to you, Tori, for not recognizing how right you are about this. Senator Bohr says, when your primary objective is to drain the public, the treasury, to the maximum amount in the time allowed, you act like Mayor BS, which is Mayor Brandon Scott. Let's see, Randy in the text line says, hey, Kim, I think it's funny that the mayor is whining and complaining about the picture of him, but there are a lot of black guys out there who would be proud to post a picture like that. As a matter of fact, a lot of them do post themselves with gold chains on and flashing cash and maybe even holding a few Glocks in their hands. Oh, my gosh. You know, when Daphne was talking about my people, you guys, you are my people. You are my people. Randy, you're right. Randy, you are correct. Yes, you see a lot. I mean, like in a rap video, that's all they post, right? Usually it's girls and the gold chains and the cars and the big house. And that is correct. That's what it showed. But you know what? Our other texter, she was correct. It showed Missy, I think, yes, a fat cat politician. That's what it was showing with the cigar in his mouth. There was nothing racist about it. And the cartoon actually made Brandon look better than he usually does. Like, it wasn't like they were trying to distort his face or anything. The cartoon of Mayor Scott actually looked handsome. So, I still don't get it. Anyways, James in the text line says, Mayor Scott, Godfather Part 3, needing more people in his department is no more than government welfare. James, amen. Amen. And that is what it comes down to, is you know, when he's trying to take an office that once had 39 people, when you had close to a million in population of Baltimore City, now you have less than half a million. And now he's putting in, what, 134 positions? Now, again, this is all proposed. This has to be passed by City Council, especially Board of Estimates and City Council President Zeke Cohen. Councilman Zeke Cohen, it'd be interesting to see what you do about this. Because I can't imagine, and Zeke, look, got my beef with Zeke, but he doesn't seem like a corrupt spender, right? I haven't seen him take money and say, oh, we should put it to something that's a bunch of nonsense. So I would hope that the City Council President puts the kibosh on all of this. I'm hoping that he says, no. We don't need to beef up staff. If we can do anything in this moment, as Councilman Gitchy Schleifer pointed out, let's go ahead and save the taxpayers a little bit of money. Because with this money, it has been talked about, it has been discussed, and it was discussed in that YouTube video that Mayor Scott is so upset about. It explains how they can actually give a tax break for the first time in a long time to Baltimore City residents. Now, I know there's a lot of Baltimore City residents that are constantly talking about the potholes and the conditions of the roads. Why not take that money instead of beefing up the staff, Mr. Mayor? Why not put that money into your roads? Fix the roads, for crying out loud. Sheesh. I mean, it really is wild to me. Anyways, we'll go ahead and we'll read Mary's text here. We'll leave it at that. It says, good morning, Kim. No way should the IG apologize. Look at all the disrespect that Mayor Brandon shows to Mackenzie Frost. Every single question she asks. How is that okay? And Mary also says, thank you. You're great listening every day. Thank you, Mary. I appreciate that. And you're right. He's so condescending to Mackenzie Frost, Rebecca Pryor, Alexa Ashwell, the way he even talks to her. Right. All of those women, Jessica Babbitt, you know, it's so crazy to me. He gets away with it all the time. And you know what I would love? And I know they probably can't do this because, of course, you know, a lot of these reporters and everything, they're under contract. They can't say but so much. But I would love for one of the male reporters, one of the male journalists, when it happens, I would love for somebody in that room with a pair of you-know-what to stand up and say, you know what, Mr. Mayor, that was uncalled for. I'm going to ask the same question as my colleague, Mackenzie Frost, and I would love to see how you answer me with that one. Just say something to this guy. Because he thinks he can get away with it. Could you imagine me, Mayor, Brian the producer, could you imagine me with a press pass? Oh, what fun we would have. What fun we would have. You can no longer ignore my request for an interview. You would have to, You would have to respond. All right, coming up next, we'll wrap up this conversation. And then we will be joined by Tori Snow at the top of the hour. I can't wait to ask him about this. And then also Cash Patel. Don't forget, we'll get into the Southern Poverty Law Center, that indictment. And Cash Patel, he does address claims of being AWOL. So we'll talk about all that coming up next.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
This is what the president said to me last night. And it was as I expected. It was not a shock to me that he said this. He said, Sean, he goes, I can wipe this place out. I said, I know, in 15 minutes. He goes, no, I could do it in 5. He actually said those words to me. I can. He goes, I really don't want to. Because if we end up going down that road, it's not just going to be the IRGC. It's not just going to be the guys in suits that would prefer a negotiated settlement or seemingly prefer. I'm not sure if they're all coordinating or not. Well, we'll know soon enough. And he has that option on the table, and it's a very easy option.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, when the price of gold and silver were rising faster and faster by the day, I mean, setting record after record the last couple of years, people kept asking me if they missed the boat. They thought gold and silver were too expensive. If you were asking for lower prices, all right, now you have lower prices. And they may not last for long. Look, I think the recent pullback makes sense. When things rise that fast, they usually recalibrate. That's part of the market process. And I play long ball with precious metals. Get your free Gold Co. information kit. You can start there. Do your due diligence. They're the number one gold and silver company in the country. 8,000 five-star reviews. Plus, they have the best gold and silver offer in the business, hands down. They're offering a 10% bonus in gold and silver on qualified orders. So don't wait for prices to potentially shoot back up higher than they already have. The fundamentals, they always seem to be the same. 855-815-GOLD or HannityGold.com. That's 855-815-G-O-L-D, HannityGold.com today.
Maryland's current political leadership favors tampons in the boys' bathroom. Do you favor tampons in the boys' bathroom? Well, if you don't, maybe you ought to consider voting for me. Go to my website, BernieFlowers.com, and donate the cost of a cup of coffee. Help me change Maryland. I'm Bernie Flowers, and I'm running for Congress in Maryland's 3rd District. Go to my website and donate the cost of a cup of coffee. Help me change Maryland. I'm Bernie Flowers, and I approve this message.
Trying to make sense of the markets? Looking to diversify out of all the craziness? Thinking about tangible assets like precious metals? Listen to The Gold Show with Alan Johnson right here on WCBM, 3 p.m., Sunday afternoons. Stay up to date on retirement trends, how the IRA rollover process works, and why investors are turning to physical gold. Alan is a national talk show host with decades of experience in the markets. Tune in for Alan's insights and The Gold Show this Sunday at 3 p.m. on WCBM.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Yes, we're wrapping up the conversation. All right. We'll look at the question of the day in the 11 o'clock hour. Don't forget, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Go ahead and weigh in if you can. Was it necessary for the Baltimore IG to apologize to the mayor for her controversial post? And we'll get back to those numbers in just a little bit. Now, of course, on WCBM's Facebook page, they've been sharing the question of the day as well. A lot of people weighing in there. Let's see, Rob Daniels running for Baltimore County's executive seat as an independent. He actually commented on it. He says, not required, but demonstrates Isabel's class and leadership. People miss leaders who can accept responsibility for their actions. Now she can get back to the real work, which should be the whole story. Great comment from Rob Daniels there. We're going to see how his race is going. You know, as an independent, it is difficult. Maybe we should reach out and see if he can come back on the show. Let's see. George says, didn't see the post, but no need to apologize if she spoke the truth. I'm going to hit like on that bad boy. Savannah says, nope. That put the ball in Mayor Scott's court. And you know, Savannah, and again, the same thing as we just heard from, it was a Dan in Emmitsburg. And he was saying, he said, you know what? Mayor Scott should take the opportunity to confront the YouTuber, the guy that actually posted the meme and the video and asked the questions. That would be the manly thing to do. That would be the thing to do, right? He could sit down and say, hey, you accused me of spending a little too quickly some of this taxpayer money. Let me tell you why I did this. Let me tell you why I did that. He could have a man-to-man conversation. But see, that's too much of the right thing. You can't do that if you're Mr. Mayor. He doesn't want to be questioned. He just wants to spend your money. He doesn't want to have to answer to why he's doing this. And that's the sad part. That's what I hope the constituents are paying attention to. Not all this other nonsense and, you know, J.D. Merrill, the white guy, accusing Isabel Cumming, the Hispanic lady, and the black YouTuber of being racist. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense at all, J.D., All right, coming up next, you got Tory Snow. His latest op-ed, The Baltimore Sun's a good one. And, of course, I'm going to ask him to weigh in on this Mayor Scott versus IG Isabel Cumming feud, not just supposed, but also, you know, what the courts have said about her trying to get information from the mayor. Stay right there.
Sean Casey with Vinny Steo, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back, Vinny. For the past 9 years now, you've been on WCBM helping families plan their next big move with your exclusive programs. And for those planning ahead this year, what's your best advice?
Yeah, Sean, 9 years and thousands of great stories. Our local market is stabilizing, which means home sellers need to be more prepared. With our Fix It to Sell program, home sellers can receive a free market evaluation to determine if repairs are even necessary. We have buyers in our database looking for homes that need work, but if they choose to do repairs, they can let us pay for them up front, and then they simply reimburse us when the home sells. Our Fix It to Sell program provides home sellers with a list of the best repairs that will yield the highest return. Work is performed by licensed contractors at our negotiated pricing to ensure you're getting the best deal.
That is such a great program. Call or text Vinny right now at 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or vinnysteo.com.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. On the day when the American military seized another tanker suspected of smuggling Iranian oil, President Trump has issued a shoot-to-kill order targeting Iranian small boats interfering with shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. And the president says that mine-clearing operations are ongoing. Virginia's new Democrat-friendly congressional map has been ruled unconstitutional by a circuit court judge. An injunction blocks the map from being certified and taking effect. Democrats are expected to appeal to the Virginia Supreme Court. Navy Secretary John Phelan has exited the Trump administration.
U.S. media has reported that Secretary Phelan had a very tense relationship with the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, over many months now, both over personnel issues in the Navy and the Marine Corps, which he also oversaw, but also in terms of where he was going with the Navy.
The BBC's Bernd de Boosman says Undersecretary Hung Cao becomes the acting Secretary of the Navy. When will we finally see significant relief in prices at the gas pump? Well, it seems that those in the know don't really know.
Trump cabinet member Chris Wright said this week that gas prices might not drop below $3 a gallon until next year. But President Trump told the Hill newspaper that his energy secretary was totally wrong. The next day, Secretary Wright was asked about his prediction during congressional testimony.
I don't know the future of energy prices. Often I will speculate or look at those things. I would say gasoline prices looks like they peaked about a week or so ago.
The president himself has acknowledged that gas prices could remain high through Election Day in November. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senate Republicans have voted to fully reopen the Department of Homeland Security for 3 years. Now the House will have to weigh in. Wall Street, Dow down 216 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has 4 flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. The Baltimore County Board of Education of Baltimore County has selected Ray & Associates to assist in the national search for a new superintendent. The firm was one of 7 responding to the request for proposals after Superintendent Dr. Miriam Rogers announced that she will be retiring on July 1st. The board says Ray & Associates has more than 45 years of experience and has participated in hundreds of superintendent searches. And Baltimore Baltimore leaders unveiled a preliminary $3.9 billion budget plan for next fiscal year, igniting a new fight over funding at Taxpayers Night on Wednesday night. Members of Baltimore's Board of Estimates heard from residents who argued the spending plan should better reflect community needs. One speaker told leaders, "I'm here because budgets are moral documents." Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Sego, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing imbalance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A six-run eighth keyed by a Kobe Mayo three-run blast was the difference in the O's 8-6 series clinching win yesterday over Kansas City. A game that saw O's reliever Anthony Nunez being called upon to close it out in the ninth. And he did offer at it. Back to the sweeper. The first career save for Anthony Nunez closes a series win in Kansas City.
Big time pitch right there.
Indeed. Kevin Brown and Big Ben had the call on Masson. Nunez getting Bobby Witt Jr. to end the game. Birds take 2 of 3 from the Royals. After the game, manager Al Bernaz on the closer du jour.
It was a great series for him. Got his first win as a big league pitcher, and now he got his first save. So I'm guessing he's pretty doused right now with a bunch of condiments and beer right now.
Ketchup, mustard, and relish, no doubt. And a sidebar here, manager Al Bernaz asked last night on the status of Jackson Holliday.
Yeah, he had the MRI. They're reviewing the imaging. I haven't got any feedback yet, so I'm assuming we'll hear more probably when we get on the flight, or if not, tomorrow.
The NFL draft at its core is a night of hope. No one has lost a game yet this season. Every fan base can find meaning and value from whatever their team does tonight, theoretically. Ravens are no different.
Looking at the board, we see tremendous value offensive line-wise, as you allude to, receiver-wise.
Ravens pick 14th tonight, should come around 10 p.m. The GM was asked what the number of picks the Ravens have. Could a trade, up or down, be in the offing?
Well, I like having 11 picks right now. I think that's a starting point. And we may end up with 14, we may end up with 6. I mean, it just depends on the board and how players come off the board and what we think of the best opportunities for us to improve as a team. So it gives us a lot of currency to start the draft process. But I think where we finish remains to be seen.
Coming up in 30 minutes, more mayo, please. And that is Stein on Sports.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstadt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstadt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
WCBM News Time 10:07. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a really, really nice day ahead of us. Mostly sunny and warm. Highs headed for the upper 70s. Partly cloudy and pretty comfy again tonight as temperatures fall back into the mid 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
59 degrees in Boley's Quarters, 58 in Pikesville, and 63 in Joppatown. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Thursday. It is Friday Eve. It's actually a beautiful day outside. So if you are in the Baltimore region, yes, traffic is terrible, but the day is beautiful. All right. You take the good with the bad. And sometimes that's how it works. That's how it works. You know, before the break, we were talking about IG Isabel Cumming, her apology to Mayor Brandon Scott, and Tory Snow. You know, we are going to get into his op-ed in the Baltimore Sun, but he has no idea that I'm going to ask him other questions as well. Good morning, Tory Snow. Oh. How are you?
Kimberly, I am always loaded for bear when I'm on the air with you.
We've got so much to talk about, Tory. And yes, we're definitely going to get into your latest op-ed in the Baltimore Sun. I think it's a good one. I think a lot of people would have a lot of comments, interesting comments, after we discuss it. But of course, I've got to ask you this first, Tory. I mean, you see the back and forth with Mayor Scott and IG Isabel Cumming. And of course, she's trying to do this investigation and get to the bottom of some of these redacted documents she received from the Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement. But at the same time, she reposted this YouTube video that really just pointed out the spending from the Baltimore mayor. I want to get your initial reaction to her post and then her deleting it and then the apology, but then also the reaction from the mayor, all those things, you know, what's going on in your mind, Tory?
Okay. So first of all, my frustration isn't with the mayor. I'll get to that in just a minute. But I will say that, you know, I've never been a fan of AI being used to depict, you know, actual people. It doesn't feel like it's classy, right? And I do feel that when you're in a role like the Inspector General, I would prefer that she stay focused. She's plenty of ammunition, just with the reports that she's releasing. I think that, you know, her being in this arena, she's fighting against really, really powerful interests. And so unforced errors like this, they're bound to happen, right? I saw it. Was I offended? No. Do I think it was racist? Absolutely not. And I think that for someone like her who really cares about her constituents, who really cares about efficiency in Baltimore City, I don't blame her for getting a little frustrated at times and trying to educate people with whatever means possible. So, I mean, would I have posted it if I were her press secretary? Would I have advised against it? Yes. But do I think it's a big deal? Absolutely not. What I'm more frustrated is that we have someone crawling out the woodwork, Senate President Bill Ferguson, who had nothing to say about the tens of thousands, if not millions of dollars that have been stolen from his constituents, didn't have a word to say about that, but she issues an apology and he reacts to the apology. I don't think this was appropriate. Like, where have you been, bro? Like, we've had all these other issues going on. How in the world is now the time you want to think you're going to talk about this type of issue? I have no respect for these people. Mayor Brandon Scott, the Senate President, all of these people are surrounding this corrupt cabal of people that are continually using taxpayer resources in order to support their own initiative. It drives me crazy.
Oh my gosh, Tory, I got to go back here. I didn't realize Senator Bill Ferguson responded to any of this.
Oh yes, like he didn't. It wasn't even like he responded to the original story. He posted an apology. Kimberly, when was the last time you saw any politician apologize for anything that they've done? She humbly got out and says, I was wrong. My bad. He reposts the apology and says, well, that's not enough. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Wow.
You have nothing to say about all this stuff. And you're complaining that she's apologizing. And we talk about incivility in politics. I got to take a breath. I'm gonna give myself hypertension.
Wow. So he posted an apology?
Yes. I'll text it to you.
Oh, my God. Please send that to me.
Response. It is absurd. He'll be lucky if he's not the subject of my column next week. I'm that upset about this. But
that is wild, because I can recall, because he, you know, his district, he has Little Italy. And I can recall when you had so many restaurant owners in Little Italy screaming at the top of their lungs how they wanted some kind of assistance with public safety, and it was ignored for a very long time until someone was shot and killed over there. But he apologizes about this?
I can't. Wait till I send it to you. When I send you the link that he posted, I think that anyone that's in Baltimore City that's been paying attention is going to say, seriously? Like, this is what we're upset? The mayor got his feelings hurt because someone drew a caricature of him? Oof, maybe politics isn't for you, man.
Right, exactly. And I was pointing out, Tory, you know, it was a black guy. The YouTuber's a black guy. So the guy that made the post with the thumbnail and the video, he's black. And he's calmly explaining in the video how, you know, he's basically just calmly explaining facts. He talks about the money spent, and he says, look, you know, here he's beefing up staff in his office, and he's asking for private contributions. That's my other question to you, Tory. He's asking for private contributions to pay for new staff in his office. Does that not sound insane? What other city does this?
That's the least. Honestly, that's the smallest fire that has been burning in Baltimore City. I mean, you think about the fact that the Baltimore Children's Youth Fund, that's under a whole lot of scrutiny. I don't even think, I mean, he got off the hook with the whole situation with his wife and the nonprofit and the money. Like there is so much that's going on in Baltimore City. And again, the people of Baltimore City, they don't have anyone fighting for them except for Isabel Cumming. No one is fighting for them. Senate President Ferguson doesn't care. Half the legislators are too scared of Senate President Ferguson to actually care. Mayor Brandon Scott doesn't care. These folks are simply trying to earn a living. They're trying to work. They're trying to go, you know, take care of their thing. They're dealing with sky-high property taxes, and we're going to get all upset and run a full news cycle because someone posted a picture of the mayor that he didn't like? Come on, how vain can you get? Like, and oh, don't even get me started. Did you see the cover of the mayor's State of the State address? I don't know if I meant to send it to you, but the mayor, he like has this like regal look, and I am like this amazing mayor. I'm like, bro, anyway, like this ego is unbelievable to me.
Yeah, and that's what I looked at this, by the way.
I lost my temper again. I'm sorry.
No, we love it here at WCBO. I look, Tori, again, we're speaking of Tori Snow. Tori, see, but that's how I looked at it. Like his ego was bruised. And I think, you know, we had a caller that called in, Tori, just a little bit ago, Dan in Emmitsburg, and he pointed out, he said, Kim, why doesn't the mayor sit down with the YouTuber and address the accusations in the YouTube video? If this is so upsetting, he said, why does he do that?
Yeah, well, I mean, half of it is ego, but also half of it is strategy, right? These guys know that the walls are closing in. But look, you know me, right? You and I have gone back and forth, and I have stood toe-to-toe, you know, for the mayor, right? I don't like a lot of what he does, but I have always held that I just thought he was above the board when it came to looking out for the best interest of Baltimore City. I think that the popularity changed him. I think that something happened over the last couple of years that changed him, and I think that there is clearly a big scandal that's coming down the pipe that's going to have implications for him and the governor. And I personally think that the machinery, the Democrat machinery, is circling the wagons around what is ultimately going to be a huge scandal coming out of Baltimore City that will absolutely torpedo Governor Westmore's already ailing attempts to be relevant on a national stage.
Well, I got to say this up front, you know, you haven't been wrong. So I can imagine you're correct on this one. But speaking of the Democrat machine, I thought your op-ed in the Baltimore Sun this week was really good, Tori. Just in case
really?
People haven't seen it yet.
I thought I'd be in trouble.
No, you are a little bit in trouble because it gets... It gets people talking, okay? But that's what I like about it, is it gets people talking. But here's the title of it. Mamdani's success shows Republican policy isn't working. Now, first, before everybody jumps the gun, we'll let you go ahead and kind of explain it a little bit. But I think it's a conversation that we have to have. Go ahead.
Well, look, a lot of it has to do with the strategy. And, am I condemning Republican policy overall? No, not necessarily. But I do feel that Republicans have forgotten what it means to be a true, like, historical Republican. Most people don't know that the Republican Party led the charge to end slavery. They don't know that the Republican Party has historically been extremely, hostile towards any sort of large-scale interest that tries to manipulate government to hold people down, which is exactly what we have. And so, historically, Republicans have been the party that fights for the vulnerable, that fights for the people. Well, what's happened is that because over the years, and I kind of argued it, I actually lay out statistics for it, you know, in the op-ed, in the column, that Republicans are now kind of like, well, let's just see if we can scold people, and let's just see if we can just tell them how dumb they are for not knowing, you know, the politics, and then maybe that'll get them to vote for us. And I'm like, okay, charts, graphs, and scolding isn't going to get you anywhere. You have people like Mamdani and, you know, Kathy Hochul, AOC, Bernie Sanders, all these people that are speaking to issues that historically have been the purview of Republicans who championed a true free market. So that's the premise of the op-ed, is that Republicans need to go back to fighting for a true free market. And in doing so, they're going to have to rethink some of their stances on, like, corporate subsidies. They're going to have to rethink their strategy on housing and start taking some of these other issues seriously. And there are good conservative free market solutions to these issues. It's just that Republicans have spent so so much time reacting to Democrats that they haven't really fleshed anything out that makes them attractive to voters. And I think that given that socialism is rising in popularity, and this is just data, right? Fox News, that 38% of Americans feel like socialism may be okay. Republicans need to start thinking maybe what we're doing right now isn't super effective and maybe try something different. That's the premise of my column.
All right. Well, I did receive a text from President Trump, and he says, look, he is Republican, whether you say so or not. All right. All right, Tori, because I know where you're going with that language. You're like, oh, the true Republican Party, you know, before Trump took over. Wink, wink.
I know where you're going.
I know you very well. I know you. Here's the thing, and I think this is where I, you know, here's my opinion on it. I think Trump came in at a pivotal time because I think the Republican Party was in shambles, and you might not agree with this, Tory.
It is in shambles.
But at that time, we had a hard time winning. You had the Tea Party that was going strong, and what do we have? We had Mitt Romney, we had John McCain, we had people that could not defeat charismatic individuals like Barack Obama and some others, right? And it was at a point where the Republican Party was really, in my view, it was drowning at the time because Republicans, especially white Republicans, were being branded as racist. And it was hard for, I think, the Republican Party to get away from that label. And you saw where we were crumbling, right? We weren't saying Merry Christmas anymore. You had all these things going on. And I think President Trump, honestly, if it wasn't for Trump, I think, you know, the Republican Party would have continued to decline. I really do, Tori. And so I understand what you're saying. He's more of a populist. I think people will say that. But at the same time, he saved the party. You know, the Michael Steeles of the world,
okay,
they weren't going to save anything.
Why are more people saying that socialism is better than 2010?
Would they not have said that? Because Senator Bernie Sanders...
15 years ago, most Americans, like it was only like 18% of people that most people understood that capitalism was like, this is Fox News. Kimberly. So again, you may be right from a political standpoint, but from a cultural standpoint, I'm telling you, more people than ever are like, hey, maybe we should try socialism. Maybe we should try this, you know, taxing the millionaires and giving it to other
people. But I see this coming in waves because I've seen this before. Mm-hmm. I saw it in 2016 when Bernie Sanders was running against Hillary Clinton. And he was really, he was taken off then. And of course, you know, the Democrat Party wasn't happy about it, so they kicked him to the curb. But I've seen where this continues to come in waves. And I think a lot of it comes from the younger people that are being indoctrinated at some of these colleges and universities. And they think socialism is...
No one's answering, right? Again, no one is saying that, yes, the issues that socialism speaks to are real issues, but Republicans have good solutions for those issues as well. And that's what's missing. Republicans say, well, this is why this is a bad idea, and I can't think of any Republicans, including Donald Trump. Look, I think Donald Trump kind of has the same issue that Larry Hogan did. Is he popular of himself? Yes. Does he have a gravitas of himself? Yes. But is that translating into broader cultural shifts in how we think about politics? I haven't seen evidence that that's a thing. And as the midterms come up, we'll have to see how it goes. But it's not looking good for Republicans as we get to the midterms.
Well, here's the thing before I let you go, Tori. And of course, I want you to, you know, tell people where you can find your op-eds. But here's the thing what I will say. And I've gotten beat up a little bit on my own show about it. I don't know how we get through 2028. Because I look at this and I say, President Trump is very popular. A lot of people still love Trump. A lot of people still love MAGA. But when it comes to J.D. Vance, that's where my concern is. I don't see the same, you know, the rah-rah, siskuba, the cheering. I don't see that around J.D. Vance. And I don't even know what his message is. I think that's where we're going to have issues.
That's the risk of building a party around an individual, right? It's always been the risk. Is that eventually those individuals
The Democrat built
away.
A party around Barack Obama, and yes, we see where that got them. But at the same time, I think MAGA is an entire movement. You know, I don't know if Obama had a movement, but I don't think
MAGA follows Trump. Can you think of anyone that if Trump were to exit the scene, he's like, you know, I'm done. I'm going to go golf for the rest of my life. Who would take over MAGA right now? Can you think of anyone that would be remotely capable
Marco Rubio.
Of taking over MAGA?
Marco Rubio.
You think he could do it?
Yeah, yeah. And the way he's talking about Cuba.
Immigration.
Yeah, I do.
Interesting.
Yep,
he's
I think
moderate.
He's...
You know that, right?
What's that?
Like he's pretty moderate.
He is. Marco I like Rubio. Him a lot.
He is. But I think he's more, you know, make America great again. I think he's more America first. I think that's why he was up front when he was renaming the Gulf of America. I think he wants to take over the whole Western Hemisphere. I think that's why he's talking about Cuba. And look, I think it's trying to make America stronger. I really do. He was all excited about Venezuela, taking Nicolas Maduro out. He's excited about Iran, taking them out. I think Marco Rubio could carry the torch. Now, the listeners, when you get off the line here, Tori, they're going to beat me up because I said this before. And they don't like
you, by the way. Listeners, be nice to Kimberly.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. I can handle it.
Marco Rubio is best equipped.
All right. Well, I'm not Mayor Scott, so I can handle it. I'll be fine. I'll be okay. All right, Tori, before you go, how can they find your op-eds?
All right, please go to BaltimoreSun.com/Tori Snow. Get yourself a $1 subscription for 3 months. You can check out all the great reporting. There's a great article about the cost of living in Maryland. So be sure to use that link. And then, of course, if you want to keep up with us, Free Range Politics, we're on Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube. We talk about these issues. My co-host, Ripsy Morgan, we get into all the issues. So please check us out on both of those platforms. And we're looking forward to chatting next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Tori. And if you guys want to weigh in, you can, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft, but that's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes in your financial accounts, they'll alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Get the alerts that can make all the difference. Save up to 40% off your first year with the promo code BECK, lifelock.com, 800-LIFELOCK, 1-800-LIFELOCK, or lifelock.com. Use the promo code BECK at lifelock.com.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped good RX and saw the light.
She could get a deal, but tell her health if she feel.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest. Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
Trying to make sense of the markets? Looking to diversify out of all the craziness? Thinking about tangible assets like precious metals? Listen to The Gold Show with Alan Johnson right here on WCBM 3 p.m. Sunday afternoons. Stay up to date on retirement trends, how the IRA rollover process works, and why investors are turning to physical gold. Alan is a national talk show host with decades of experience in the markets. Tune in for Alan's insights and The Gold Show this Sunday at 3 p.m. on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show.
Attention, everyone. The unpleasant noise you are about to hear coming from your radio is not a mistake. Please do not turn off your radio, but turn up the volume on your receiver as high as it can go so that you can make the sound we broadcast as loud as possible.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Thursday of the show, Iran has started firing on ships after Donald Trump extended the ceasefire. This is not going to end well for them.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Of course, if you want to weigh in, you definitely can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I know you guys hate the fact that I'm not Team Vance, and I'm okay with that. All right? We can agree to disagree. I got a couple text messages to read here. I just wanted to tell you guys that Tory did send over Senator Bill Ferguson's post to me because he was talking about the fact that he was also offering an apology with the whole Isabel Cumming versus Mayor Scott, you know, meme post, which is absolutely ridiculous, by the way. And here's what he had to say. Again, this is Senator Bill Ferguson. He says, an apology is fine for personal redemption. It's not sufficient professionally under any circumstances. For an office built on impartiality, the choice to publicly post insulting and offensive content to attack a sitting mayor undermines public trust and the work of an oversight office overall. This whole episode is exactly why a thoughtful, purposeful framework for accessing data in the public sector is so important. Too often, personal vendettas cause people to make bad choices. And good public policy requires systems to be in place to limit the potential damage that can result. Now, remind you, Senator Bill Ferguson is against the statewide inspector general idea. He's against transparency in general. And when Senator Carl Jackson and House Delegate Ryan Araki took the Inspector General bill for Baltimore County, when they took that to Annapolis, remember, it did not pass. And it did not pass
in the Senate. Okay? It didn't really, they didn't do much of anything. And that is because people like Senator Bill Ferguson, people like, whether they want to admit it or not, Johnny Ushesky, Julian Jones, who also tried to put, you know, his arm out in front of Kelly Madigan, Kathy Klausmeier, they don't want transparency. They don't want you to look at what they've been doing with your money. And Senator Bill Ferguson is on that list. I got Sean in Pikesville. Sean, did you want to weigh in?
Hi, Kim. It's Sean Timms. How you doing?
Good. Hey, Sean. I got about a minute and a half.
Okay, quickly. I don't know why Isabel would have posted that. It wasn't smart. You should focus on the task at hand. And I've had conversation with her in the past regarding not Brandon Scott, but another mayor. And there is an investigation going on in fiscal malfeasance involving another mayor. So I got on her about not investigating it, because it looks hypocritical, and you can't be protecting what I call the 545 cabal. You can't be protecting this person because they're part of that. So there is an investigation going on involving another mayor and fiscal malfeasance, and there's millions and millions of dollars that were involved in this situation. So I just want to let the people know that Isabel is looking into another mayor as well.
All right. Well, thank you, Sean, as always, for calling in. I appreciate you. You always got the inside scoop. And hopefully she continues to dig, you know, not just into another mayor, but even this mayor. What's going on? Obviously, that redacted information is unacceptable. We'll discuss more when we get back.
At SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Israeli and Lebanese officials meeting today in Washington. They're looking for a way to extend a fragile 10-day ceasefire that began last week. Virginia's new Democrat-friendly congressional map has been ruled unconstitutional by a circuit court judge. An injunction blocks that map from being certified and taking effect. An appeal to the Virginia Supreme Court is expected. Federal appeals court has blocked California's law requiring that federal agents must wear ID. Senate Republicans have voted to fully fund the Department of Homeland Security for a period of 3 years. They overrode Democrat objections to that. Now it's up to the House to decide the issue. Stocks in the red on Wall Street this morning. Right now, the Dow is down about 34 points. The Nasdaq off 113. The S&P trading 7 points in the red. More details, srnnews.com.
Did you take out a home equity line when rates were low? A lot of people did. Back then, it worked. Now the minimum payment is a lot higher, and in many cases, the available money is gone. So now you're stuck with a line of credit that doesn't work for you anymore. It's just another payment on a budget that's already tight, month after month. Hi, I'm Mark McVeary. Did you know a reverse mortgage can pay off your current line of credit and eliminate that monthly payment, and replace it with a new line of credit without a required payment? You stay in your home, you keep ownership. I know people hear reverse mortgage, and they think, that's not for me, so nothing changes. But think about it. This could pay off your current line of credit, give you access to additional money, and remove that required monthly payment. It's worth a look. Call me, and I'll tell you exactly where you stand. 410-788-7070. 410-788-7070.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A 6-run eighth keyed by a Kobe Mayo 3-run blast was the difference in the O's 8-6 series clinching win yesterday over Kansas City. A game that saw O's reliever Anthony Nunez being called upon to close it out in the ninth. And he did offer at it. Back to the sweeper. The first career save for Anthony Nunez closes a series win in Kansas City.
Big-time pitch right there.
Indeed, Kevin Brown and Big Ben had the call on Masson. Nunez getting Bobby Witt Jr. to end the game. Birds take 2 of 3 from the Royals. After the game, manager Al Bernaz on the closer du jour.
It was a great series for him. Got his first win as a big league pitcher, and now got his first save. So I'm guessing he's pretty doused right now with a bunch of condiments and beer right now.
Ketchup, mustard, and relish, no doubt. And a sidebar here, manager Al Bernaz asked last night on the status of Jackson Holliday.
Yeah, he had the MRI. They're reviewing the imaging. I haven't got any feedback yet, so I'm assuming we'll hear more or probably when we get on the flight, or if not tomorrow.
The NFL draft at its core is a night of hope. No one has lost a game yet this season. Every fan base can find meaning and value from whatever their team does tonight. Theoretically, Ravens are no different.
Looking at the board, we see tremendous value offensive line-wise, as you allude to, receiver-wise.
Ravens pick 14th tonight, should come around 10 p.m. The GM was asked what the number of picks the Ravens have. Could a trade, up or down, be in the offing?
Well, I like having 11 picks right now. I think that's a starting point. And we may end up with 14, we may end up with 6. I mean, it just depends on the board and how players come off the board and what we think of the best opportunities for us to improve as a team. So it gives us a lot of currency to start the draft process. But I think where we finish remains to be seen.
Coming up in 30 minutes, more mayo, please. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a nice warm day coming up. Mostly sunny with highs headed for the upper 70s today. Mostly clear and pleasant tonight. Temperatures fall back into the mid-50s. Friday starts off nice. We'll begin with some sunshine and temperatures in the warm mid-70s. But then we are tracking some showers late Friday night and heading into the weekend. Cooler temperatures also return this weekend with highs back in the 60s starting Saturday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, Bel Air, Alfonso here from Sol Oaxaca. Come check out one of the best happy hours in the area. Enjoy ice-cold draft beers, handcrafted cocktails, and some of the best margaritas around. Plus, great deals on food, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. And the fun doesn't stop there. Trivia night every Tuesday, live music on Wednesdays, and karaoke every Thursday. Great drinks, amazing food, and nonstop fun. Only at Sol Oaxaca and Bel Air. Just search S-O-L-O-A-X-A-C-A for Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air and join us today. The best food and the most fun is at Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air.
Here's why Jarvis Appliance is so highly rated. Great selection with great prices on all major appliance brands. Options to match many appliances exactly to your cabinetry and decor. Very quick delivery available on Jarvis in-stock appliances. And don't forget Jarvis frequently offers rebates plus convenient financing too. All Jarvis deliveries, installation, and appliance service is done in-house with no subcontractors. Remember, J-A-R-V-I-S. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is The Right Choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Many people weighing in on the conversation, and then we are going to talk about the indictment announced yesterday by the acting AG and also our director of the FBI, Kash Patel. We'll get to that in just a second. Kind of going back here to the conversation we had with Tori Snow. And in case you missed it, his op-ed in the Baltimore Sun says that the Republican Party has a problem with the Mamdani message because it seems to be sticking in some cases. Now, I, you know, respectfully disagree on that one. I think Mamdani, honestly, I think he's like a snake. And I think people can see it for what it is. And so I have disagreements, you know, for other reasons on why, you know, 2028 doesn't look the best in my eyes. And I've voiced that opinion before. Not everybody's on board with what I had to say about it. And that's okay. Here are some of the text messages. Patricia says, socialism never works. They always think this time will work, but it never does. It only works when those in charge charge the ones with the money, and then charge have all the money. The people get nothing. Thank you, Kim, for trying to explain. MAGA is a movement, the way the Republicans are supposed to be. Rhinos and dinos are only out for themselves. Again, that was from Patricia. Yeah, Patricia, I see this come around every once in a while. I do. And, you know, you do have a bunch of college students. You have some, you know, a little bit older than that. They'll start talking about socialism. Remember the whole Bernie Bros movement? And they were all about Bernie Sanders. And I think with the Democrat Party, I think they don't even want that wing to take over their party. And that's why, remember, AOC was getting really popular, and then all of a sudden she had a meeting with Speaker Nancy Pelosi when she was the speaker, and then everything changed, right? Then AOC got a little more quiet. Right now, you know, even with Jasmine Crockett, how she was kind of taking the party down this really strange path of being just like, I don't even know what to call it. Like, look, you know, we could say Trump's not presidential, and he says some things that you're just like, okay, come on. You know, and he also posts things, but he's also doing a great job at the same time, so it doesn't bother me too much. But you have Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett, who hasn't accomplished anything since she's been on Capitol Hill, and she was doing that whole, like, you know, stereotypical, you know, angry black woman, which I really hate. I really, really hate, you know, the whole stereotype thing. And, you know, it's funny because her party essentially just fired her. You had where Texas announced they were doing redistricting. The Democrats didn't really put up a fight. They really just said, oh, well, we'll do redistricting in other states, because I think they were tired of her. With the redistricting, her seat, you know, she could no longer run in that congressional district because now it's pretty much red. And so they never said, oh, let's make sure that we don't do redistricting. They said, oh, no, we'll just go to another state. And then on top of it, they got behind James Tallarico, right? Her primary opponent in the U.S. Senate Democrat primary. And now she no longer has a job. And so her own party even said, we don't like this whole thing with the stereotype, right? And so I think they usually keep a lot of that at bay. So I know that Tory thinks that they have a Mamdani problem. I just respectfully disagree. I don't think so. I think they're going to keep Mamdani at bay. And I think if he's even talking about, oh, we got to tax the rich, and sorry, guys, but you're going to have to raise taxes. You know, I don't think people are going to go for that for long, right? They're kind of like in the honeymoon phase for Mamdani. And then it's going to fizzle out because they can't keep that going, right? It's unaffordable. It's unattainable. It's not reality. Socialism is crazy. Anyways, that's how I feel about it. Margaret in the text line says, you know, MAGA can be replaced or sustained. MAGA past Trump. Make education great again. Make it MAGA. That's how progressives took over the country. Let's return the favor. Again, that was from Margaret. Let's see. Doug says, good morning. I agree 100%. I think Rubio would make a great president. He is an America first person. And just like Trump, doesn't take you know what from no one. Yeah, Doug, look, you guys know, and I won't be a dead horse here, but you know I like Marco Rubio, and I think that's why the whole renaming of the Gulf of America, I think that was like a precursor, right? It was like, hey, guys, here's what we're about to do. And when you saw the Senate confirmation, Marco Rubio was asked at that Senate confirmation where he was, again, voted in unanimously almost, right? It was like 95% or something. And he said, they asked him, they said, okay, well, what are you going to do in Cuba? Do you really want to see something happen in Cuba? You want America to take over Cuba? You know, you want a regime change? And he said, absolutely. He said, yes, 100%. Next question. And they all just stood there, and they had their jaws open, and they were like, huh? Because they thought he was going to say no. They thought he would lie and say, no, you know, I'm not thinking about Cuba at all. Of course he's thinking about Cuba. He is, in fact, Cuban. His family migrated here from Cuba because of socialism. And if you ever get a chance, please check out his story. I've seen videos on YouTube. He's had sit-down interviews in the past. And he talks about his family. He talks about, you know, the struggles that they had. And he's a no-nonsense kind of guy. Sometimes I look at him or like Tulsi Gabbard, and I always wonder, what would I be like if I was no-nonsense? I don't know if I could maintain that. I couldn't sustain it. I couldn't. Because I joke around too much. I was the class clown. That was me. I gotta tighten up. I gotta tighten up if I want to go somewhere in life. That's what my teacher told me anyways. Fifth grade teacher, Miss Travers. Look at me now. All right, let's get to some of these other stories here. In case you missed it, a Virginia judge ruled redistricting map is, in fact, unconstitutional, and they issued an injunction blocking the certification of the map just yesterday. So that was a judge that blocked it. As I noted before, it's most likely won't get to the Virginia Supreme Court. And as Chris Pelubi pointed out, that ran in District 5 down there in Southern Maryland, the question itself, he believes the question itself was unconstitutional. And we read it yesterday, and you know, I was confused after the first two lines. I was like, wait a minute, what? And of course, it was like, oh, fairness. Well, you can't say at all that any of this is fair, right? That 10-to-1 seat drawing that which they did. And I was thinking, you know, if they could have tried to squeak by, maybe they could have tried by putting a photo of the map with the ballot question. And maybe they could have gotten away with it then if they would have shown that they were trying to do a 10-to-1. But then nobody would have voted for it, right? But that question was ridiculous. So anyways, just so you guys know, a judge has ruled that the redistricting map in Virginia is unconstitutional. The injunction has been issued. They are blocking the certification. So if you were wondering why you haven't seen a victory lap from Wes Moore and all those other people, that is why. They know this can't get through. They're trying to put a feather in their cap is what they're trying to do. All right, we're going to get into the Southern Poverty Law Center. All right, Southern Poverty Law Center, in case you are unfamiliar, this is a group, and they call themselves SPLC, by the way. This is a group that always talked about fighting for civil rights and fighting against racism and Nazism, right? They were fighting anti-Semitism. They're fighting all these things. Well, anyways, it has been now revealed in an indictment by a grand jury that the Southern Poverty Law Center is being indicted for manufacturing racism to the point where they were taking donor dollars and funding organizations like the KKK. Take a listen to Acting AG Todd Blanch as he was describing it.
Good afternoon. Today, a few minutes ago, in the Middle District of Alabama, a grand jury returned an 11-count indictment charging the Southern Poverty Law Center with 6 counts of wire fraud, 4 counts of bank fraud, and 1 count of conspiracy to commit money laundering. According to the charges in the indictment, the SPLC is a nonprofit entity that purports to fight white supremacy and racial hatred by reporting on extremist groups and conducting research to inform law enforcement groups with the goal of dismantling these groups. As the indictment describes, the SPLC was not dismantling these groups. It was instead manufacturing the extremism it purports to oppose by paying sources to stoke racial hatred. The indictment describes this conduct in detail, but one troubling example is that the SPLC was paying a member of the leadership group that planned the Unite the Right protest in Charlottesville, Virginia in 2017 that resulted in the death of one person and injured dozens more. This particular person being paid by the SPLC allegedly received approximately $270,000 over the course of 8 years. In total, according to the indictment, between 2014 and 2023, SPLC paid at least $3 million to 8 individuals at least. These individuals were affiliated with the Ku Klux Klan, United Klans of America, National Socialist Movement, Aryan Nations Affiliated Sadistic Souls Motorcycle Club, the Nationalist Socialist Party of America, Nazis, and the American Front. Now, as the indictment lays out, after SPLC paid members of these extremist groups, it created work product that reported on these activities that the members participated in or contributed to. And to that end, it was doing the exact opposite of what it's told its donors it was doing.
Okay, now that was a much longer press conference there, but the AG, the acting AG, Todd Blanch, and at that time the FBI Director Kash Patel was also standing with them. He did say a few words, but they announced Southern Poverty Law Center has been indicted on 11 counts, okay? So in case you missed that there, you know, it was a little long-winded to just say basically they were taking donor dollars and they were funding these groups, right? Like those, the Aryan Nation, KKK, you know, the Nazis. And they were basically paying them to stoke racism and fear and all these other things at, like, say, the Charlottesville Unite the Right rallies or some of those other rallies. Even they believed that they were also part of some of the things that happened on January 6th. And so they were paying for those groups to go in. Though also, Nick Fuentes' name has come up. I don't know, you know, whether or not he's going to be, you know, traced to all of this. But a lot of people do not like Nick because of, you know, some of his anti-Semitic rhetoric But they're saying in this indictment that allegedly the SPLC was paying people like those individuals with those hateful groups to go in and to push, you know, this whole racism narrative and all this other stuff, and to get racism as far as the big conversation in the country. And then they would go back and they would ask donors for more money to fight the racism in which they were funding. So again, they were manufacturing the racism, okay? And so that was in this indictment. Of course, it's just an indictment. It's not a guilty verdict. We still got to wait and see as this plays out in the trial. Okay? But many people have already assumed this, and I know many of you have, and so have I. And, you know, I think I talked about this even when I made the switch on the parties, and I was kind of, you know, telling you how I was looking at Barack Obama very sideways before. And I told you in 2008, I voted for Barack Obama. My mom was like, we got to get out there and vote for the first black president, da 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 da. And I wasn't really even paying attention to politics at the time, and I did. And then, after he gets in, then I'm kind of looking at him, and I'm like, well, wait a minute. So he talks about being oppressed. He talks about all these things. It's so hard to be a black man in America. Yet here he is, the president of the United States. By all appearances, he's a good father. He's a good husband. He is living the American dream. And the only thing he's talking about is oppression and basically being a victim. And I was like, uh-uh. No, this is not the guy for me. I don't know what I just voted for, but this ain't it. And that's when I ended up switching parties. But, you know, I think even at that time, I believed, wow, this guy, he's basically saying the opposite of what his life has turned out to be, right? He grew up, he had a white mother from Kansas, his black father from Kenya, you know, hightailed it out of his life. His white grandparents, right, they all had to take care of him. Here they are, you know, way back when with this little black kid, you know, which I'm pretty sure sparked a lot of conversations at that time. But his white mother did the right thing, and she had him. She didn't get an abortion. And then she raised him to be an upstanding gentleman and a contributor to society to later become the president of the United States. It is an amazing story this guy Barack Obama has. Yet whenever you hear from him or his wife Michelle, all they talk about is being oppressed and how hard their life is because they're black. It is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It doesn't make any sense. It does not frame what they have currently going on. Their daughters, Sasha and Malia, they're having a great life. You know, apparently they also talk about the same things and being so oppressed with their, you know, huge mansion in Martha's Vineyard. The whole thing is nonsense. And I think I got it at that point in time that it was all a joke, that it was manufactured. It was a joke. He was hanging out at that time, if you guys remember, Jesse Jackson, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, now the late Jesse Jackson, he was hanging out at the White House with Barack Obama. And this is right before Black Lives Matter and the Trayvon Martin situation. And he was hanging out with the late Reverend. And I was thinking to myself, I'm like, well, why is he hanging out with Jesse Jackson, who's always complaining about racism? That doesn't actually make any sense, because Barack Obama, he is the pillar. He is literally, you can look at him and say that he is the poster child for the American dream for the black community. He is what's possible. He is the potential. He is what any black man or woman could strive for. He made it. He did it. He's there. And yet you had the late Reverend Jesse Jackson, you had Al Sharpton, you had all these people in and out of the White House, Joy Ann Reid, remember she had him on MSNBC all the time, and they were always talking about how oppressive everything is. Now, meanwhile, these people are multimillionaires selling racism to the black community, and you had people in the Democrat Party, even in my own family, eating it up as if it was real. And I always thought this is about as real as climate change. It's nonsense. And yet, when you say that, you're a sellout, you're a coon, you're the worst person in the world. How dare you think that a black person could be better than anybody else? How dare you? How dare you, Kim, thinking that a black person isn't oppressed? How dare you not believe that we are victims? Crazy, isn't it? Crazy. When we get back, I'll read some of your text messages and I'll answer the phone calls here. But I just wanted to know, this is now what's happening. And I hope that they're paying attention. I'm sure they're going to try to distract people some way, somehow. But this indictment reads that the Southern Poverty Law Center was manufacturing racism with donor dollars that is supposed to fight racism, but they had to manufacture it to fight it. Stay right there.
Annapolis is broken. Wes Moore and the Democrats are making it harder to afford the American dream, run a small business, retire, and feel safe. I'm Shariah Youssefi. I'm running for delegate in Harford County because we need fighters in Annapolis who will put Harford County first and not more career politicians. I'm Shariah Youssefi, and as your delegate, I will fight for the Republican values that we share of faith, family, and freedom. Vote Shariah Youssefi for delegate on June 23rd, 2026, and visit YousefiForDelegate.com for more information. Paid for by the committee to elect Shariah Youssefi. Treasurer, Andrew Hoybach.
Hi, Dr. Lairfield here. If you're dealing with missing teeth or loose dentures, we can help at the Smile Design Center. You'll walk out feeling confident, comfortable, and looking great. Call me at the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
Car crash? Slip and fall? Workplace injury? Serious injuries mean serious bills. Before you talk to an insurance company, talk to me. I'm the Ouch Guy. I know Maryland law, and I know how to win. Call 877-OUCH-911. Ouch Guy is Baltimore strong. Ouch Guy is Yehoshua Beer.
There's a new kind of energy at Starbucks. Try the all-new energy refreshers. Strawberry, acai, mango, dragon fruit, or the all-new mango strawberry. New energy refreshers only at Starbucks.
Tune in to Safe Retirement Solutions with Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah. Every Thursday at 6 p.m. and Saturday at 11 a.m. for retirement planning and financial talk. Right here on WCBM.
Previously on Casey and Company.
No, we all heard it. We heard the booze. We saw a reaction to the booze. So you can pretend it didn't happen, Governor. But we heard it. We saw it. And now there's evidence. There's polling data that indicate you're not one of the most popular governors in the country. Your popularity has been slipping. Frankly, shocked it's as high as 48% approval.
Start your morning with Maryland's Wake Up Call. Casey and Company. Weekday mornings at 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Stay connected and informed with the latest news at the top of every hour. Then talk about it.
Wouldn't you like a little excitement for a change?
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
It was 1980. All right, we're talking about the Southern Poverty Law Center. They have been indicted. Now, again, that's not guilty. They're innocent until proven guilty. It turns out, according to the FBI director and the acting AG, that they were funding the Ku Klux Klan while telling their donors they were fighting against the Ku Klux Klan. And same thing with some of these Nazi groups. I'm going to go to the phone lines here. Mark in Connecticut. Mark, don't have a ton of time. You want to weigh in?
Yes, good morning, Kim, to you and all the men and women listeners out there. A perfect example of the manufactured racism, and I've defiled it. This one is from Fannie Willis down in Georgia. When she got into trouble and was being exposed, she went to the black church and gave this sermon, and I call it a sermon because she stood in the pulpit and lamented about how she was oppressed by the whites in Georgia. And I'm thinking to myself, this woman, this is a black woman, or any woman, but this woman has a law degree from a excellent law school in America. She has a college degree from an excellent school in America, and she is prosecutor of what was one of the preeminent law districts in the country, Fulton County. And she's standing up there talking about how oppressed she is and how hard life is. And I thought that was a missed opportunity or an abused opportunity, because she should have been standing there saying to every little girl there, look what I did. I'm not special. You can do this too. That should have been the message.
Right.
But instead, you're taking the cue that you just exposed from, like, Southern Lottery. And it's just stoking flames.
Yeah. Mark, great point there. Thank you so much for calling in, as always. I appreciate you. Thank you. Yeah, no, Fannie Willis did the same thing. That's what they always do, is they revert to racism and to victimhood. William, I got about a minute. Did you want to weigh in? All right, William couldn't hold on there. That's okay. Linda at Cub Hill, did you want to weigh in?
Hi, I'm sorry. I'm not calling about your current topic. I just wanted to make sure that you knew there is a gubernatorial debate being held here tonight starting at 6 o'clock, and there are going to be like 7 candidates running for the GOP.
I did see that. You got Chris Papps coming in. Don't apologize for telling us, informing us. You got 7 candidates coming in?
Yes, we have seven. I don't know off the top of my head. I know Dan Cox will be here, John Myrick. I don't know the rest of the list. I'm sorry for that.
No, you're good. You're good. So over at Cub Hill, if you could give them the address, you said 6 o'clock?
It starts at 6 o'clock. The debate will actually start at 7. And the address here at Cub Hill is 2927 Cub Hill Road, and that's Baltimore 21234.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Linda. Don't ever apologize for that. We appreciate you guys hosting it and informing the voters. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much, Kim.
Thank you. There you have it, Cub Hill. They're having a gubernatorial debate up there, and that is different from the one that we had in Anne Arundel County because Dan Cox was not there. So that adds a little bit to the mix there. So if you can get out there to Cub Hill, she said it starts, doors open at 6, starts at 7 o'clock. Make sure that you do that. All right, coming up next, we'll continue this conversation. Don't forget, Pint and Politics is also happening tonight at Timonium, Michael's Cafe at Timonium. You've got Doug and Nino Mangione hanging out with Sean Casey. Again, Pint and Politics tonight. Check it out at WCBM.com. Make sure you get your tickets.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amrik Thomason. President Trump is out with a new warning about the Strait of Hormuz.
In a statement posted on his social media site, the president ordered the U.S. military to shoot and kill Iranian small boats that are choking the Strait of Hormuz. He said there is to be no hesitation. The president also said the military is intensifying its mine-clearing efforts in the critical waterway. And the strait, he said, will remain under U.S. control until Iran is able to make a deal. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israeli and Lebanese officials meet today in Washington looking to extend a fragile 10-day ceasefire that began last week. Following months of delay, the European Union has approved a $106 billion loan for Ukraine.
The package will help Ukraine reach its economic and military needs for the next 2 years. The decision came after Russian oil began flowing again through a key pipeline in Hungary and Slovakia. The EU also approved new sanctions against Russia over its war on Ukraine. Both Hungary and Slovakia had previously blocked approval of the loan and sanctions because of a feud with Ukraine over halted Russian oil deliveries. Ukrainian officials blamed Russia, saying it had damaged the pipeline with drone attacks. Ukraine desperately needs the 90 billion euro loan package to support its war-ravaged economy. I'm Karen Schemmer.
Virginia's new Democrat-friendly congressional map has been ruled unconstitutional by a circuit court. An injunction blocks the map from being certified and taking effect. An appeal to the Virginia Supreme Court is expected. An $81 billion Warner-Paramount mega-merger has cleared another hurdle. It has won shareholder approval. Watching Wall Street this morning, stocks have turned mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 11 points, while the NASDAQ Composite Index is 25 points lower. The S&P, 5 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you don't care about saving 50% off your wireless bill for the same 5G coverage the big guys are charging a fortune for, maybe you care about keeping jobs in America. Pure Talk does. They've pledged to run their entire operation from this country, including all their customer service. Or maybe you care about our nation's veterans. Pure Talk does. They've donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to America's Warrior Partnership, a fantastic organization working hard to prevent veteran suicide. Or maybe you care about closing America's skills gap. Pure Talk does. They're a proud supporter of MicroWorks. They're helping my foundation train the next generation of skilled workers. Don't get me wrong. Saving money's great, and you'll save plenty with Pure Talk. But if you want to be in business with people who share your values, dial #250, say micro, and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Vinnie Dio. Fox 45 reports that 9 juveniles have been identified and charges are pending against 5 of them on Wednesday after Baltimore County officers responded to a fight in Towson earlier this week. Police said officers were called at about 3:40 p.m. on April 20th to the unit block of Lamborn Road for a physical disturbance. The department said it is believed the incident stems from a verbal altercation in school, and that the juveniles involved are known to each other. The juveniles range in ages from 11 to 14 years old, according to authorities. 5 juveniles are facing second-degree assault charges after police recovered new evidence that helped identify them. And as Baltimore's spending board reviewed the latest budget proposal Wednesday, Mayor Brandon Scott addressed ongoing scrutiny over plans to expand his office staff. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Sean Casey with Vinnie Stio, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back, Vinnie. 23 years in the business, 9 years right here on WCBM with your guarantees and results. Friends, when you plan to sell your home, choose the one I trust, Vinnie Stio.
Sean, I really appreciate that. This year is going to be very exciting for a lot of reasons. The real estate market is moving quickly, especially for our sellers. In fact, I recently met with a family planning to retire, downsize, and make the most money when they sell later this year. And it was a good move. They called me in advance so we could work on some simple tips to get them top dollar. And they were thrilled with the stress-free plan and certainty they get with my upfront written guarantee. If I can't sell their home, I'll buy it myself at a price and time frame agreeable to them.
So I'll say it again. Choose Vinnie Stio. You'll be glad you did. Call or text Vinnie right now at 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515 or visit VinnieStio.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Another big fly last night for Kobe Mayo.
Mayo hits a high drive deep to left field and second straight day with a 3-run homer for Kobe Mayo. And this inning has gone from bad to worse.
Well, that depends on your perspective, of course, and that was the KC broadcast. So, yeah, but from our perspective, more Mayo, please. Kobe busting open a 6-run six, propelling Baltimore to an 8-6 win over Kansas City. After the game, Mayo talking about the at-bat.
First pitch was a good one to hit, and I didn't swing, and felt like the second one was a good one to go on, and just happy I took a good swing, and just a good feeling.
Later, manager Albernaz was asked if he'd ever seen anything like Kobe do that before.
No, and obviously being in the division for a couple years, I haven't seen a right-handed hitter go where he went, and that was pretty impressive. I let him know that.
Birds are off tonight. They start what looks like to be a cool, rain-soaked 3-game set with the Red Sox over the weekend. Meanwhile, tonight's the night, the 91st annual player selection meeting of NFL teams, otherwise known as the draft. The first time it'll be held in Pittsburgh since 1947. Draft begins at 8, Ravens pick at 14. The selection should be made around 10 p.m. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Polar Bear delivers again for Baltimore. And that is Stein on Sports.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Winstead. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's attorney Rod Winstead. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
WCBM News Time, 11:07. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Bright, sunny, and warm today with highs near 80. Tonight, partly cloudy and comfortable as lows drop back into the mild mid-50s again. A mix of clouds and sun for Friday. It's going to be another warm day with highs in the mid-70s, but we've got some showers rolling in by Friday night. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
68 degrees in Bel Air, 69 in Edgemere, and 66 in Ellicott.
Rocket City. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Plasek Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Thursday. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Again, if you are in the Baltimore region, it's supposed to be so beautiful today, so make sure you get outside. And I was thinking about it. I think I might have just planned your entire evening for you, if you wish to do so. I also wanted to say, if you're just joining us, where the heck have you been? Because we've been cutting up all morning. We really have been. But just to kind of plan your evening, in case you didn't know, you've got Pints and Politics. That starts at 5 p.m. All right, so that's 5 to 7 at Michael's Cafe at Timonium with Sean Casey from Casey & Company and Delegate Nino Mangione. And this is a great time because now the session's over. You know, he's running for Baltimore County Council. Great time to ask him some great questions because I know many of you do live in Baltimore County. But not only that, you're going to get light hors d'oeuvres and a complimentary WCBM pint glass as well. So there's a couple tickets left. I was just talking to Jonathan. Than the marketing manager. He said there are a couple of tickets left. So you can get those at WCBM.com, or if you have the app, you can purchase your tickets on the app. And then after that, that's 5 to 7. After that, go on over to Club Hill. And then, as Linda just called in, thanks again, Linda. She told you that there's a gubernatorial debate, a Republican primary debate tonight. And they've got about 7 candidates coming. So that's over there at Cub Hill. So go over, listen to some of these candidates, and you can ask them questions yourself. Usually, as soon as the debates are over, usually you have the candidates come out and talk to you one-on-one. And so that gives you an opportunity to get a better feel for the candidates here in the Republican primary. Again, like I told you, I'm not going to tell you who to vote in that race, vote for in that race. You're going to figure it out yourselves. I know many of you are intelligent enough to do so. So there may be 2 people that call this show where I would question their choice for governor. I'm just kidding. I'm just joshing you. But no, I think all of you are capable of making your decision. But I just want to make sure you have the opportunity to get out there and meet these candidates, you know, privately, right? Have that face-to-face conversation, because these are people that will be representing you, including Delegate Nino Mangione, hopefully there on Baltimore County Council, where you've got lots going on, and that is a very important race. So again, Pint Politics, 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's at Timonium, and then you've got at Cub Hill there. You can listen to the gubernatorial debate and ask your own questions. All right, so we have a lot still to talk about. I think the first hour, did I waste the first hour? No, it wasn't wasted. It was a lot of fun. Again, if you're just joining us, I got to ask, where the heck have you been? Because we were talking about Isabel Cumming, the IG, the Inspector General of Baltimore. She did issue an apology for reposting a video where it kind of depicted Mayor Brandon Scott as like this cartoon character, and as Missy texted in, like the fat cat politician, right? He's got the bag of money, he's got the cigar, he's got the jewelry on, right? There's all this stuff going on. But he's spending taxpayer dollar in a very unacceptable way. And so there was a YouTuber that called it out. Isabel Cumming, she reposted it, and then all hell broke loose, right? They're calling her a racist and all these other things. And so she did issue an apology. Thank you, Sean, also for calling in from Pikesville, Sean Sims, because Isabel, she has a very difficult job. And she receives these tips from whistleblowers, and then she's got to investigate these matters. And that's why Mayor Scott and his office, they're very upset right now, because the office he created, Monzi, the Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement, he created that office in 2020. So the fact that they're not handing over information for the investigation, this all falls on his shoulders. Anything that Monzi has done has been under his watch. So we'll continue to wait and see what transpires there. But that's where it is currently. She apologized. We did talk to Tory Snow. He's got his latest op-ed in the Baltimore Sun. He says he's a little concerned about Mamdani and socialism rearing its ugly head. You know, and I said I respectfully disagree on that. I think it's a good conversation to have. That's why I like the fact that he did post this op-ed. But I feel as though we've seen this before. And I do think the Democrat Party is smart enough to understand that going full in with a Mamdani type candidate in socialism Is it going to work? Okay, we have enough people in this country smart enough to understand socialism, smart enough to understand communism, and smart enough to vote against it. And so that's kind of how I leave it. But everybody has to have their own opinion on it. We were talking about the Southern Poverty Law Center. They have been indicted for manufacturing racism. Allegedly, they were paying the Ku Klux Klan to get out of control while they were asking donors to give them money to keep the Ku Klux Klan in control. Oh, what a time to be alive. Hey, donors, can you donate to us? We're going to fight anti-Semitism. And then they go and make a phone call. Hey, can you be a little more anti-Semitic next time? Like, wait a minute, what? Yeah, that's what the indictment says. 11 counts. Now, I did tell you, Kash Patel, the FBI director, he was also at that press conference with acting AG Todd Blanche when they were announcing this indictment. But a reporter there also asked Kash Patel about the latest defamation suit that he filed against The Atlantic for $250 million. Now, we talked about this just a couple days ago, and he did address some of the claims about him being AWOL. So I wanted you to take a listen to his response to the reporter.
Respond directly to the allegations in the Atlantic article that your unexplained absences created a national security risk. And beyond that, can you say definitively that you have not been intoxicated or absent during your tenure as FBI director?
I can say unequivocally that I never listen to the fake news mafia. And as when they get louder, it just means I'm doing my job. This FBI director has been on the job twice as many days as every director before me. What that means is I've taken half as many days off as those before me. What that means is I've taken a third less vacation than those before me. What that means is that this FBI with this Department of Justice has dropped the murder rate 20 points. What that means is this FBI with this Department of Justice has captured 8 of the top 10 most wanted fugitives in the world, twice as many as the Biden administration did in its entire 4 years. What that means is this FBI has seized enough fentanyl off the streets to kill 178 million Americans, a 31% increase. What that means is this FBI and this DOJ has arrested 43% more spies in 14 months than the entirety of the Biden administration. What that means is this FBI has seen a reduction in opioid overdose deaths up to 20% alone. What that means is that we have found 6,300 child victims. 6,300 families have their kids back. That is a 22% increase from the Biden administration. I'm on the job. I'm the first one in. I'm the last one out. I'm like an everyday American who loves his country, loves the sport of hockey, and champions my friends when they raise a gold medal and invite me in to celebrate. I've never been intoxicated on the job, and that is why we filed a $250 million defamation lawsuit. And any one of you that wants to participate, bring it on. I'll see you in court.
Woo! Two finger snap! I'm just kidding. I'm joking. But Kash Patel, man. So here's the thing. I look at Kash Patel and a few others. Their intelligence, you know, they've got high IQs. So I was not expecting anything but, you know, the best response on that one. And as we talked about this the other day, he's saying that The Atlantic and the stories that came out about him being, you know, unreachable, right? Drunk, hungover. He's saying that none of that is true and that he's definitely going to win. I guess what did he say? It was a layup. The defamation lawsuit is a layup in his eyes. And so, yeah, he's probably tired of answering these questions. And I will say, he's been getting a lot of grief, not just from, you know, him being out and about. You know what? I thought he was going to get a little grief because he talked even there about the hockey, right? The hockey team. And how they won the gold medal at the Olympics and the U.S. hockey team, I should say. And he was in the locker room. There was a video, of course, of him in the locker room. He's drinking. You could tell he had been drinking for quite some time. And I knew that he was going to get a lot of pushback. And the same thing with when he was traveling to see his girlfriend, Alexis Wilkins. You know, she's a country singer. So he went to go see her perform. And it was his day off, but, you know, the FBI director travels, you know, on our dime. And that's how they usually travel. And they have Secret Service with you, them and the whole nine yards. And so he did. He got a lot of backlash from all those things. But as he pointed out, nobody has ever accused the former FBI directors, you know, under whether it was Joe Biden or Barack Obama or anybody else, you know, of anything. And then meanwhile, if you recall, Remember the Secretary of Defense under Joe Biden? Remember, he was AWOL, Lloyd Austin? He was gone for weeks, and no one even noticed, let alone The Atlantic or anybody writing about it. No one even noticed the guy was gone. And so there's a lot of unfair criticism there. But I figured there would be some after we saw the video of him, you know, celebrating with the U.S. hockey team. Now, I have no problem with it, you know, celebrate on, you know, good time. Looks like it was a lot of fun in my eyes, right? But, you know, some people will look at that as like, oh, well, let's get him on it, you know. So anyways, I understand why they're coming after him, but as he noted, he's doing a good job, so... You know, it is what it is. We'll see what happens with that defamation suit. I just know how hard those are to win. Did you guys see with Laura Loomer? She lost a defamation suit she had with Bill Maher. So Bill Maher told this, you know, joke on his show, and he was really going in. But he was saying that he heard all these rumors that she was hooking up with President Trump, you know, behind the scenes, like in an intimate way. And so she sued him for that, and she lost that defamation suit that was yesterday because, again, she's a public figure. He said that he heard this rumor, and when you say that, that you know, puts a lot of it off of you and on, you know, out there into the atmosphere as, oh, well, I heard it from a third party. Same way I lost my defamation suit with Candace Owens. You know, throughout the video, she kept saying, well, somebody told me that Kim Klasick did this, or I can't confirm, but I heard she did that. So throughout the whole video, she kept saying that. And because of that, we didn't have a case. So we had to, midway through, we dismissed it because otherwise it was going to cost us even more money to continue where we most likely would have lost, just like Laura just lost to Bill. It's really difficult when you're a public figure. And Cash Patel is a public figure. Now, how The Atlantic wrote this article, I don't know. I have to be honest with you, I don't subscribe to The Atlantic, so I couldn't read it. But we shall see what happens. All right. So I just wanted to put that out there. He did address it. Speaking of addressing things, when we get back from break, we're going to just go over what Governor Wes Moore had to say in his session wrap up. Not sure if you guys saw his post on social media. Of course, he's looking at it like he saved us. He's our Lord and Savior, you know, Wes Moore. He helped us so much. You know, he can only do so much, by the way, with Trump and Vance and, you know, that team. Apparently, they are the ones that are making our lives so much worse. They're the ones that we are, you know, paying out the you-know-what with all these taxes and fees, according to Wes. And we'll get into that when we get back. Real quick, I just wanted to touch on the fact that we did have a congressman die yesterday. Not sure if you guys saw this, but Congressman David Scott out of Georgia's CD Congressional District 13 passed away at the age of 80. Now, that was announced yesterday. I couldn't tell. It didn't seem like, you know, he died just yesterday, but that's when his staff announced it. 80 years old, apparently a very competitive primary for the Democrats there in Georgia. Now, I did look into it because Brian Kemp, the Georgia governor, he is calling for a special election. Obviously, we've got a lot of votes coming up, and we want to make sure there's somebody in every seat. But I did look at it. It is a D+21 district. So I was hoping maybe Brian Kemp was calling for a special election because he thought maybe we could, you know, flip that seat. But it's a solid blue seat. But you know what? With the special election, you do have low voter turnout. Now, there is one Republican running in that district already in the primary there. And, you know, I looked at his social media platforms, you know, not very popular, but you know what? I love the fact that people give it a shot. You know me. I love when we contest seats. So who knows? Maybe he got a call from the governor. I'm not certain. But there is a Republican in that race. And who knows? You know, maybe a special election could work in our favor if we did a Hail Mary. But I just wanted to kind of touch, you know, when we saw this with, the ballot question in Virginia, I thought that we could pull a Hail Mary there, but we didn't. We didn't. So I don't know if we can do it in Georgia. I don't know if we're ready for that, right? We'll see what the RNC has to say. Anyways, I just wanted to put that on your radar. Congressman David Scott, condolences to his family, to his friends. Rest in peace. Georgia's 13th district died at the age of 80. All right, spring is here. It's time to get moving, exploring, and enjoying whatever activity awaits you this season. But if stiff, achy joints are holding you back, listen up. Glyco Plus is your ultimate joint health companion. It's an advanced blend formulated specifically by Rescue Natural Supplements to help keep your joints flexible and moving comfortably. And right now, listeners can buy one, get one free with the code RELIEF. Powered by patented collagen and research-backed Green Lip Muscle Complex, Glyco Plus supports healthy cartilage. It actually helps to cushion joints for smoother movement and reduce stiffness, promoting better overall mobility you're going to notice over time. So all you have to do is go to the website, res-q.com, and use the code RELIEF to buy one bottle of Glyco Plus and get one free. They can also call a product consultant if that's easier. 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Start embracing an active life with comfort today. Shop Glyco Plus at res-q.com with the code RELIEF.
Hi, Sean Casey, and with me once again, Dr. Melissa Segev, Doctor of Audiology, Audiology Associates, When Silence Is Not Golden. Doctor, great to see you again.
It's good to see you, too.
All right, we hear a lot about tinnitus, tinnitus, whichever you pronounce it.
Yep.
What is it? How do you treat it? When is it dangerous? When is it not?
Yeah. I mean, tinnitus is a phantom sound. I can't hear it. You hear it. And we know it's real. So a lot of patients are always told, oh, you live with it. And it can be really bothersome. It can cause anxiety, depression. People can't function. So we always take it very seriously. And we're all tinnitus trained. So we're all tinnitus certified at our practice. So there's a lot of different methods. But really, the key is to understand why it's there. And for most patients, when we have hearing loss, the brain isn't getting the same stimulation it used to. So it creates it, and it's creating that tinnitus for us. Comparable to someone who loses a foot and they still feel pain in the foot, you know, the brain has to rewire itself. And so if you have hearing loss, which is usually the most common cause of tinnitus, along with noise exposure, treating the ear with hearing aids are the best treatment options, because almost immediately patients, when they're fit with hearing aids that are prescribed for them and measured appropriately, the tinnitus ceases. It doesn't go away. We never guarantee silence, but it becomes significantly less noticeable. So on a scale of 10, if you're at like a 7, 8 in annoyance, we're going to bring you down to a 2 or 3. And, you know, you'll get so busy during the day, you won't even focus on it. And so over time, what you'll notice is that the tinnitus, there's no cure, because tinnitus is created in the brain, but there are several treatments that are so effective in helping to manage, especially in the past when everyone's been told there's nothing to do about it.
If you're experiencing tinnitus and would need treatment, or if you have a concern about your hearing, then call Audiology Associates When Silence Is Not Golden, 410-944-3100. 11 locations in total, 9 in Maryland, 2 in Washington, D.C. That's Audiology Associates. And don't forget their website. It's AAIAudiology.com.
Hi, this is Scott Jennings. You've seen me battle the left on CNN for years, and now you can hear me every weeknight at 9 as I continue to slay the liberal narratives. Join me for unmatched political insight, high-impact interviews, and sharp-witted commentary that cuts through the noise. It's my job to arm you with common sense and shape the national conversation. Don't miss the Scott Jennings Show weeknights at 9, Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, so this week we did some session wrap-ups with Delegate Kathy Shalega, Delegate Ryan Naraki, Delegate Latoya Cugolo, Delegate Nino Mangione. You know, we do the session wrap-up at the end of session every cycle. We're working on... you know, we will. We'll have Delegate Mike Griffith. He'll join us on the show very soon here in the next couple of days or so. Even tomorrow, it looks like he might have tomorrow open. So we do the session wrap-ups because we want to know, you know, how it is. Even Delegate Bob Long called into the show to tell us how he felt about what happened this session. Well, Governor Wes Moore, he declines interviews because he doesn't want to answer any tough questions. So what he decided to do is he decided to do his own session wrap-up by just posting a video about it on his social media platform, because he won't even go on the left-leaning stations to do a session wrap-up. That's how nervous he is, all right? So I want you guys to take a listen to how Governor Wes Moore believed the session went in his eyes.
Marylanders are frustrated, and guess what? So am I. There is so much that's going on in our country right now that just feels deeply unfair. Now, as y'all know, I'm not some career politician, and I don't come from a political background or a political family. But trust me, if I could just snap my fingers and fix things, I would. But as a governor, there are limits to our power. And as much as I want to, I can't make sure the O's have a perfect season. I can't stop the president from putting in place terrible tariff policies or waging more forever wars that's raising the prices on everything. But I'll stop at nothing to make sure we can make life easier for Marylanders. And here's what we've done to try to make things a little bit better. We've lowered electricity bills by supporting local energy creation, fixing old power lines, and holding utility companies accountable. We prohibited grocery stores from using algorithms and your data to charge you more for your groceries than they're charging other people that are in the store at the same time. We're building more housing. We made it easier to build housing near public transit, and that's going to cut both housing and transportation costs. We made it easier for businesses to invest in Maryland so we can keep creating new pathways to work, wages, and wealth. And we protected people's ability to get vaccinated and guaranteed that insurance covers them, regardless of what RFK Jr. says. But I know the feelings of hurt and pain and frustration are real for Marylanders right now. There's been no state that's been hit harder by the policies of the Trump-Vance administration than the state of Maryland. Tens of thousands of people fired, healthcare being pulled away, food assistance being robbed. I know this is a difficult time for Marylanders and for Americans, but know this, we're soldiers here. We're resilient. We're gonna stand on the wall and we're gonna fight for you always to make sure that in the state of Maryland, we leave no one behind.
Ridiculous. That was Governor Wes Moore in his own session wrap-up. Did you notice something? Was there a glaring item missing from all that? The Francis Scott Key Bridge. He doesn't even mention it, ladies and gentlemen. Doesn't even mention it. The whole, like, oh, there's so much work going on, but you can't see it from over there, right? It's like it's happening in the water. He doesn't even mention the bridge. Doesn't even mention it. Did he mention job growth? No, he's got nothing. Nothing. He kept talking about President Trump and J.D. Vance. Look, if you want to weigh in on that session wrap-up by our fearless governor, you can do so. 410-WCBS-680, 410-922-6680. We can talk about that. When we get back, we'll also talk about the Baltimore County School Board weighing in on ICE restrictions and five juveniles facing charges after a fight at a bus stop in Towson. Also, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, apparently she fixed her accounting error, and she's telling us she's not so rich. So we'll talk about that, too.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has issued a new warning about the Strait of Hormuz. In a statement posted on his social media site, the president ordered the U.S. military to shoot and kill Iranian small boats that are choking the strait. He said there is to be no hesitation. The U.S. military has seized another tanker associated with the smuggling of Iranian oil that ratchets up the standoff with Iran a day after its paramilitary Revolutionary Guards took control of two vessels in the crucial waterway. Two people dead, one critically injured after what officials describe as a chemical release at a West Virginia silver recovery business. The incident happened yesterday morning as workers were in the process of shutting down that plant altogether once and for all. On Wall Street, it's a mixed bag right now. The Dow's struggling. It's down 41 points, but the high-tech NASDAQ is up by 56. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.
Gil Kuta is a registered representative with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. His opinions are his own. Please remember that this program is for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen to On the Money every Saturday at 1 with Gil Kuta, where he discusses general finance topics, including retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security retirement, and other important financial matters. For more information, contact Gil Kuta at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. On the Money with Gil Kuta airs every Saturday at 1 on WCBM. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended to provide investment advice. Consult your investment advisor before engaging in any securities transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuta every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A six-run eighth keyed by a Kobe Mayo
three-run blast was the difference in the O's 8-6 series clinching win yesterday over Kansas City. A game that saw O's reliever Anthony Nunez being called upon to close it out in the ninth. And he did offer at it. Back to the sweeper. The first career save for Anthony Nunez closes a series win in Kansas City.
Big time pitch right there.
Indeed. Kevin Brown and Big Ben had the call on Masson. Nunez getting Bobby Witt Jr. to end the game. Birds take 2 of 3 from the Royals. After the game, manager Albernaz on the closer du jour.
It was a great series for him. Got his first win as a big league pitcher, and now he got his first save. So I'm guessing he's pretty doused right now with a bunch of condiments and beer right now.
Ketchup, mustard, and relish, no doubt. And a sidebar here, manager Albernaz asked last night on the status of Jackson Holliday.
Yeah, he had the MRI. They're reviewing the imaging. I haven't got any feedback yet, so I'm assuming we'll hear more probably when we get on the flight, or if not tomorrow.
The NFL draft at its core is a night of hope. No one has lost a game yet this season. Every fan base can find meaning and value from whatever their team does tonight. Theoretically, Ravens are no different.
Looking at the board, we see tremendous value offensive line-wise, as you allude to, receiver-wise.
Ravens pick 14th tonight, should come around 10 p.m. The GM was asked what the number of picks the Ravens have. Could a trade, up or down, be in the offing?
Well, I like having 11 picks right now. I think that's a starting point. And we may end up with 14, we may end up with 6. I mean, it just depends on the board and how players come off the board and what we think of the best opportunities for us to improve as a team. So it gives us a lot of currency to start the draft process. But I think where we finish remains to be seen.
Coming up in 30 minutes. More mayo, please. And that is Stein on Sports. Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
Your Fox 45 forecast, sunny and warm today with highs near 80, partly cloudy and mild tonight as lows fall back into the mid-50s. A mix of clouds and sun for your Friday, another warm day with highs in the mid-70s, but then we are tracking some showers pushing in by Friday night. And that's all ahead of our next weather maker that's going to bring us showers throughout the day on Saturday, along with much cooler temperatures for the weekend. We're back in the low 60s this weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
My name is Christine, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, was a healthy 34-year-old, and 3 months later, he was gone. Thankfully, he had life insurance. Ethos made it so easy. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. 100% online, no medical exam. Life insurance didn't take away the loss, but it did give us the space to just grieve.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
The U.S. Treasury just released its official financial report for 2025. Buried in it is a startling admission. By its own numbers, it appears the U.S. government is insolvent. When governments go this deep in debt, they print money, raise taxes, or cut benefits, none of which can help protect you. That's why people move part of their savings into physical gold and silver. Call Monetary Gold at 877-NOW-GOLD for their complimentary gold and silver guide. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. Do it before the next headline, not after. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Happy Thursday, everybody. Man, we were just talking about Governor Wes Moore. We're listening to his session wrap-up. Doesn't even mention the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Meanwhile, that's the one thing you would think you would hear about, right? Oh, we're making improvements. We're making progress on the bridge. Doesn't even bring it up. The guy doesn't even bring it up anymore. Meanwhile, there are Democrats on his session wrap-up, because I mentioned that, right? I said, dude, you don't even mention the bridge? There are people on my comment saying, Kim, great point. Those are Democrats saying, Kim, great point. They hate my guts. They hate my guts. They're saying, Kim, great point, because they're tired of sitting in traffic on 95. Come on, Governor. I got a caller here. Let's go to the phone lines. I got George in Fort Meade. Hey, George.
Hi, Ms. Kim. Thank you for taking my call. You're the only talk show host that I can ever get through to.
There you go. Thank you.
I have a general comment. I mean, if this has to do with Governor Moore, it has to do with any Democrat, the general comment or question I have for you or any other caller is, what, pray tell, do the Democrats have to offer the American people? Their track record is abysmal. They are all for higher taxes, profligate spending, waste, fraud, and abuse, scandals. That's all they're for. But somehow the voter doesn't seem to pay attention to past performance.
Yeah. Yeah, George, you would think so. But you know what? This is why I'm encouraged by the realization that the Democrat Party is manufacturing racism. They're funding racism. I'm hoping this indictment at least wakes a couple people up, you know?
Right. And, but like I say, past performance, I don't care what the financial people say, past performance doesn't indicate future results. Past performance in this case does.
No, absolutely.
Back in 2012, you probably remember this, back in 2012, the Republicans tried the same tactic. They based their message on, we hate Obama, we hate Obama, we hate Obama. But they didn't offer any alternative until Trump came along. The Democrats are using the same page out of the same playbook, and it seems to be working for them.
Yeah, no, great point there, George. They really don't have a message at all. And I guess that's what Tory was saying with the Mamdani thing. They're offering socialism. But I think you got a great point there. Hopefully some voters wake up. I know many of them won't. But we shall see in November. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Yeah, we'll see what happens in November. But when it comes to Wes Moore, I can't believe he's just not even mentioning the bridge at all. I mean, this is wild at this point. Like, you know, it's like whenever he can talk about J.D. Vance or President Trump, that he gets, you know, his chest puffed out, and that's what he talks about. But when it comes to the bridge, remember that check, that very first check was signed by Joe Biden, secured by Andy Harris, who he tried to redistrict out of the state of Maryland altogether. And so now he doesn't even mention it. Not even at all. Wes Moore, you should be ashamed of yourself. All right, I do want to talk about the Baltimore County School Board weighing in on ICE restrictions, but real quick, in case you missed it, because, of course, we've been talking about Towson a lot lately. Yesterday, we found out that Stony River, the really good steakhouse over there at Towson Town Center, yeah, they're on their way out the door. I have a feeling that you're just going to have a bunch of stores just filing out one after another. I don't think it's going to stop. Well, anyways, in Towson, which you could call Baltimore City North, I guess, at this point, you had some kids fighting at the bus stop. And apparently it stemmed from a school altercation. A parent was called in, and wouldn't you know it, even the parent jumps into the fight. Take a listen.
Five students ages 11 to 14 are facing second-degree assault charges tonight after police say a fight broke out at a bus stop near York Road in Towson. Police say this happened around 3:40 Monday in the afternoon. None of the juveniles are in custody as police work to notify the parents. Then on Tuesday, police say some of those same students and a parent got into a fight with another student at Dumbarton Middle School during a meeting with a school resource officer. The parent was later banned from that school. BCPS and county police are investigating.
All right. So CPS, right? Is that what you say? Yeah. Child Protective. They were called because the parent got into the fight with the student. It wasn't another adult. The parents started physically fighting the other student in the hallway of the school. And again, this bus stop, by the way, where all this broke out, and you do have some second degree assault charges now apparently pending with some of these juveniles that were involved. Apparently there were 9 juveniles involved, and 5 of them are walking away with some kind of charge, which tells you that they most likely, this is not their first rodeo. Okay, but this school bus stop is right down the street from the Rogers Forge neighborhood. So again, you have this situation where Towson has been completely taken over. Okay, that whole move to opportunity, it hurt in Towson. You see it in Middle River. You see it in Essex, whether people want to agree or not. And you see it all over the place now in Baltimore County. The move to opportunity. You moved some of the most uncivilized people you could possibly move out of Baltimore City. You plop them right into Baltimore County, and they bring their nonsense with them. And I will say, to the Democrat Party who says, oh, we follow the data and the science and we talk to the experts, you guys do not do that at all. And I think you know you don't do it. Because if you look at Section 8 housing, and you look at whether or not people are able to lift themselves out of poverty with government assistance, if you were to follow the data, you would see that that has never happened. Well, not never, but there's a very slim chance that it's going to happen. It is about 10% of the people. 90% of the people ended up generationally on government assistance. They never lift themselves out of poverty. They just continue to depend on the government. Now, I know this is part of your game plan. I get that. But one day, Democrat Party, one day, the people are going to wake up. And they're going to realize that you just want to keep them broke and dependent on you for the rest of their lives, including their children and their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren. One day, they're going to figure it all out. And they're going to vote Republican. And then what are you going to do about it? Because just as our caller mentioned, George from Fort Meade, you've got nothing to offer. Nothing. Nothing. And to all of those that have called the show in the past talking about Lyndon Johnson and how great he was, please save me, spare me. He ruined, single-handedly almost, ruined the black community. Anyways, I just wanted to point that out because we're talking about how bad Towson's getting. And if you are not happy with me saying that Towson's getting pretty bad, well then, guess what? I don't care. I don't care. I apologize to absolutely no one. All right? A little different from Isabel Cumming, right? She's got to represent the entire office over there. I get it. But over here at WCBM, luckily, I am representing Kim Klasick, and I don't care. I don't apologize. I don't care. All right. This other thing I wanted to talk about here, it's in the Baltimore Sun. You might have saw the headline. Baltimore County School Board weighs ICE restrictions. Now, you're probably thinking, why? Your guess is as good as mine. All right. At issue is a policy whose first draft was unanimously approved this week by the Baltimore County School Board, what you call Board of Education over there. It would sharply limit when federal immigration authorities can access students on school grounds and define how staff must respond if they try. Now, you're probably thinking, why are they even talking about this? Again, I don't know. Okay, so Baltimore County School Board Policy Review Committee Chair Christina Pumphrey, she said this, I think that this is a time where we need to put politics aside and make a decision that makes all of our children feel welcome and safe. Well, Christina, how many of those kids at that bus stop in Towson, how many of them do you think felt welcome and safe as nine of the students there were getting into a huge all-out brawl? Okay. How many? How many of them do you think feel safe when a fight breaks out at their school? Was it, what was that school that we were talking about the other day? Was that Perry Hall or was that Parkville where the kids were fighting in the back and somebody pulled out a knife? I mean, like, seriously. You're talking about ICE? See, this is the same thing with the whole, you know, county executive race on the left. Julia Jones, Izzy Patoka, you know, Pat Young, they're talking about ICE, they're talking about illegal immigrants. You have no idea how ridiculous your priorities look to everyone else. Because if you are talking about ICE at the Baltimore County School Board, you don't get it. You don't get it at all. The concern is not with ICE. If anything, think about, and I'm going to see her on Saturday at Glenn's event, the breakfast, Tammy Nobles. Think about how Tammy Nobles lost her beautiful daughter, Kayla Hamilton, if you will. Remember, there was an illegal immigrant at school with Kayla and many other students, and he was bouncing from school to school to school because he was getting in trouble. Well, meanwhile, he was an illegal immigrant in the system, and they never did anything to warn anybody about his criminal background. So he gets to school with Kayla Hamilton, and meanwhile, he was a friend of her boyfriend and ends up what? Ends up sexually assaulting her and killing her. Now, wouldn't you wish you would have had ICE take that student out of your school, Christina Pumphrey, the chair of the Baltimore County School Board Policy Review Committee? You guys really, truly don't care about kid safety. And it is obvious. It is apparent. And now you have a situation where, again, you're talking about ICE, you're talking about illegal immigrants in this happy-go-lucky way, and you're going to end up seeing next year that there's probably going to be another situation where you're going to put American students in harm's way because you want to bend the knee to people that shouldn't even be here. Shame on you. Shame on you. I feel so bad. I have to be honest with you. I feel so bad for the parents that can't afford to send their kids to private school. Because in the private schools, they don't play this game. And this is why I said before, because there's a lot of people in the state, whether they're legislators in Annapolis, you know, wherever they may be, working with the school system, their kids are enrolled in private school where they don't deal with this. And so their kids aren't sitting in a classroom with an illegal immigrant with an extensive criminal history. And they're just fine with the fact that your child is. And again, George, when you called in from Fort Meade, when you're asking, what does the Democrat Party offer? They offer manufactured racism. And they offer solutions to problems we don't have. And one of those problems we don't have is really ICE walking into a Baltimore County school and snatching some students out of it as if they're going to do something and as if those kids won't be able to contact their family. We don't have that issue. Yet here they are trying to come up with a solution for it. If you want to read it again, it's in the Baltimore Sun. And it really doesn't make any sense. Now, of course, you do have, I'm going to go back to this here. Don't forget, the title of it is Baltimore County School Board Weighs ICE Restrictions, if you want to take a look at it. Now, the draft, by the way, just so you know, it lays out a clear rule. Immigration agents, including those from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, actually ICE, cannot enter school buildings, grounds, or bus stops without a warrant signed by a judge. Now, just take a listen to that, and then think about the story we just talked about the nine students getting into a brawl at the bus stop. Same thing I'll ask Delegate Nick Allen yesterday with his super speeders bill. What if the individual involved is undocumented? What if the kids involved in that brawl at the bus stop, what if one of them were here illegally and they're a part of that brawl at the bus stop? You want absolutely nothing to happen to that kid? It's just fine? You don't know anything about their background. You know nothing about them. It's just fine that they get in a brawl at the bus stop. You see how stupid all this is? I know I don't have to tell you guys because you already know. But I wanted to just connect the dots in case one of those brainiacs at the school board is listening. Now, I won't say not everybody on the school board is, you know, as terrible as obviously that committee chair. But there are a few people that believe that our problem is ICE. When our true problem, especially in this state with Rachel Warren, Dakara Thompson, Kayla Hamilton, our problem is, you know, they are the illegal immigrants. MS-13. Speaking of which, where's Kilmar Abrego Garcia? I know I said I wouldn't mention him, but I haven't seen him in the headlines lately. Hopefully he was sent somewhere else. I'm tired of paying for his meals. Three hots and a cot this guy's been getting. I'm tired of paying for it. I don't care. You know what? There was a post that was put out yesterday. I'm going to read it to you really fast here. I'm not going to take too much time on it. But do you guys know he's like a rapper / podcaster? He's from the UK. And I just kind of reposted. His name is Zuby. Do you guys know Zuby? You know, black guy, really, really intelligent. He says this, it takes incredible propaganda to convince a population that enforcing border policy is somehow racist or cruel. He says, there is basically no country on earth today where you can just waltz in unannounced and stay there indefinitely. But you can in America. Again, that was from Zuby. And it's right on point. We're the only country that allows this nonsense. Speaking of nonsense, we get back. I did want to just fill you in on the latest with Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. Apparently, she fixed her accounting. I wonder if she has any offshore accounts. We'll get into that in just a second. Real quick, looking to upgrade your home? then you got to visit my friends at Town Appliance and Owings Mills. Their showroom is massive, featuring over 70 top brands, everything from basics to high-end technology like Whirlpool, JetAir, KitchenAid, and Maytag. Whenever I stop in, I see my friends Mayer, and they make the experience wonderful every single time. They're very knowledgeable and truly happy to help you find exactly what you need. Plus, right now, it's a great time to buy, as Town Appliance is officially kicking off their Spring Black Friday shopping event. You can also take advantage of their flexible financing options to turn those dreams into reality. They're open Sunday through Friday in Owings Mills, so go ahead and check them out. You can also check out their website at townappliance.com for more information.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now, 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes. 800-314-0045.
Have you been injured in a car accident? Don't let the insurance companies push you around. I'm the Ouch Guy, and I fight for hardworking Baltimore families. You won't see me backing down. So while you focus on getting better, let me handle the rest. Call 877-OUCH-911 for the best attorney experience. Ouch Guy is Yehoshua Beer.
Hair Volume from New Nordic will make your hair look thick and healthy. Hair Volume is available online at Amazon and NewNordicUSA.com or in the hair care aisle at your local CVS.
The Rob Carson Show.
Attention, everyone. The unpleasant noise you are about to hear coming from your radio is not a mistake. Please do not turn off your radio, but turn up the volume on your receiver as high as it can go so that you can make the sound we broadcast as loud as possible.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Thursday of the show, Iran has started firing on ships after Donald Trump extended the ceasefire. This is not going to end well for them.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Stay connected and informed with the latest news at the top of every hour. Then talk about it.
Wouldn't you like a little excitement for a change?
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
All right. You know, I hope you guys have a lot of fun this evening at Pints and Politics with Sean Casey and Delegate Nino Mangione. Don't forget, that's at 5 p.m. at Michael's in Timonium. Always a good time. And over there at Michael's, by the way, and I know they've got light hors d'oeuvres and, you know, you can drink and everything. But if you decide to get a meal there, don't forget my favorite, which is the Rockfish Nicholas. It is my favorite. We're at the point now where Olivia just orders for me. Not because I need her to, but because, you know, she thinks that she's like my keeper or something. I don't know what happened, actually. For some reason, she thinks she's the mom. And I don't know if it's because her personality is just so strong. You know, she's a Leo, and I'm a Capricorn. So we're already kind of like two very strong-minded. There's a little bit of head-butting sometimes. But, you know, she's very respectful, so she knows that I'm mommy. But it's funny because she has like this really outgoing personality, right? She's the social butterfly. She's, you know, always talking to everybody. Yesterday, I picked her up from school, and this kid landed. His mom comes over with one of those Nido squishy toys. And she goes, hey, I brought this over for Olivia. I told her I would get it off a TikTok shop. And I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. When were you talking to Landon's mom? Like, you know? And I said, wait a minute. So you know that my daughter's addicted to these Nido squishy toys? She goes, oh, yeah, everybody knows. Yep, yep. It's like, oh, my goodness. But that's Olivia. You know what I mean? Like, she talks to everybody. She's just, she's the busybody. Anyways, it's funny because we go to restaurants and she goes, yeah, I already know what I'll have. And I do know what my mommy will have because she's going to have, you know. So she's that person. And I just, you know, I'm a little more quiet, a little more reserved, believe it or not. All right. So I wanted to just point this out because I have a feeling this is really going to heat up. We might see another congresswoman on her way out of the door, and she is with the Democrat Party. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar has apparently fixed her accounting error. Take a listen.
Fox News alert. Ilhan Omar's net worth just dropped millions of dollars, and she doesn't want to talk about it. Senior national correspondent Kevin Cork has the story. Kevin.
Evening, Jesse. Minnesota Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, you know, generally speaking, is quick to talk when it comes to slamming the president or the GOP or, you know, proclaiming her allegiance to Somalia. But when it comes to taking questions about her skyrocketing wealth scandal, well, mum's the word. Dodging questions after blaming the scandal on, wait for it, an accounting error. And we're talking about one heck of an error, her alleged net worth dropping by millions of dollars overnight. A new congressional filing showing her net worth went upwards of $30 million, then all the way back down to under $100,000. It also shows she has up to $100,000 in student loan debt and credit card debt. What in the world? She chalks up the discrepancies to an accounting error, saying she was too busy to do the filing herself. Well, our Griff Jenkins gave her a chance to explain herself.
Tell us about your net worth dropping down to about $100,000.
I mean, the whole thing.
Could you just elaborate on what mistake was made, Congresswoman? What mistake was made on your financial disclosure forms to bring it down to $100,000 from up to $30 million?
Molly girl, you in danger. Now, that's quite a change, especially when you consider just last week she was talking tough and daring the GOP to investigate her.
Suggest all you want. Please investigate all you want, right? Like, to me, I'm not like, I'm above the law, and how dare you, you know, like, I understand politics. I understand what these people have to do in order to, like, feed their base.
Uh-huh. And there's a very good chance tonight they're going to take her up on that offer, Jesse.
Did she hide the money, or did she never even have the money? I have no idea.
We're going to find out sooner than later.
I'd like to find out. Thank you so much, Kevin.
All right. And that was Kevin Quirk sitting down with Jesse Waters last night on Jesse Waters Show. And I guess we'll find out. I don't know. I'd like, how does that happen? You make this huge accounting error, right, according to you. And then all of a sudden, now the money's not there. So you had millions upon millions of dollars there. Now it's not there. Oh, boy. Anyways, we'll continue to follow that story as well. Tomorrow, we still have lots to talk about. Looks like the AG in Virginia is trying to stop that judge from stopping the redistricting map. So we'll talk about that. Brian, the producer, as always, thank you for a great show. I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Now here's Maryland Delegate Nino Mangione with the Maryland Minute.
The 26th session was a failure for Maryland. Thanks to Democrats, our state is less safe, less affordable, and less accountable. A record $71 billion budget, nearly $4 billion higher than last year, was built on accounting gimmicks and short-term fixes that ignore Maryland's structural deficit. There was no real effort to control spending, and the result is predictable. Higher taxes ahead and more pressure on working families. Democrats also blocked allowing the Baltimore County Inspector General to investigate waste, fraud, and abuse in the school system. On public safety, the new policies weaken accountability for violent juveniles and strain an already overwhelmed juvenile system. Other bad laws restrict cooperation between law enforcement and ICE, removing tools used to detain dangerous illegal immigrants. At the same time, new statewide mandates add burdens on police. This session sends the wrong message: less support for law enforcement, less fiscal discipline, and less focus on basic public safety and common sense.
This is the right choice for Maryland.